The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
Sophomore quarterback Holtmeyer. Little cross-buck action, handoff in underneath. James running hard at the five, breaks one tackle, lunges forward, drives to the goal line, and he gets there! Dragging everybody into the end zone is 5'9", 175-pound junior Bryce James, running like a fullback, built like a wide receiver.
Tonight, the third-ranked Kearney Catholic Stars hit the road for the first time this season to face off with the Ogallala Indians. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
A swing pass out here to James. James picks up a block by Pierce, brings it across the 10, the 5, lunges for the pylon. Did he get there? Yes! Touchdown, Kearney Catholic. A 19-yard pitch and catch, and the first score of the year goes to Bryce James off the throw by John Masker.
Kearney Catholic pulled away in the second half last week to down Ord in the season opener. Ogallala dropped their opener to defending state champion Cozad, who won with the help of two defensive touchdowns. It's the Indians and Stars coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar and Don Lees from Ogallala right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Mountain Time Zone. We're actually 6 o'clock here as Ogallala playing host to the Kearney Catholic Stars, and what really promises to be a pretty good matchup here in Class C1. Both these two teams kind of in different positions right now. Kearney Catholic was pushed last week by Ord, but won that game 30-14. And a lot of folks in Ogallala feel like this team should have won in Cozad last Friday night. In fact, a potential go-ahead or tying touchdown drive was thwarted when a pick six went back the other way. Two interception returns for touchdown by Cozad against Ogallala, and the Indians fall to 0-1 on the season with a 25-13 loss. But Don Lease, that means this team really had the defending Class C1 state champions at their home field on the ropes for most of that game.
Yeah, they did. You know, and I was talking to Coach Colling a little bit this week, and then on the ride to the game here, and he was saying that, you know, they do a lot of different things. They get in a lot of different formations, try to get you out of position. They got a couple of guys that are playmakers, just like we have a couple. You know, some guys that are playmakers. They like to get them out in space. You know, Trenton Zink's one of those guys that they like to get out in space, and if they can, he makes things happen for them, and he makes a lot of people miss. And like you said, they had Cozad on the ropes, and, you know, talking to a few of the, you know, fans down here, Randy, they were saying that they, you know, they definitely should have won that game, or very easily could have won that football game last week.
That is one that they feel like they left out there, yep. And they certainly don't want to fall to 0-2 as a result of that. So this is going to be a very eager bunch from Ogallala as the Indians come in with a pretty good quarterback. Britton Hoppin was 10-17. He had two touchdown passes for each team, but he had two touchdown passes. And again, I don't know what the story was with, yep, those interceptions. A lot of times you'll hit a guy right on the numbers, gets tipped and taken before a pick six. So certainly don't want to pin it on him. And you kind of mentioned already Trenton Zink. He had five catches for 89 yards. Brandon Raffaelli had four catches for 99 yards. So again, for 10-17, only threw the ball 17 times, but that's a pretty efficient passing attack. And when they run the football, they've got some guys, yep, that are pretty strong up front. Yep. And among those is Mr. Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what Coach Colling was saying. You know, he goes, you know, we're big up front, and, you know, we ran up against Ord last week. They were pretty big up front. Now we're going against Ogallala, and they got some guys that are pretty darn big up front. So he says, you know, sometimes, you know, the running game, you know, everybody likes to establish that, but he says at times it's going to be tough to run. You're going to have to maybe put the ball in the air and stuff, which is, they're comfortable, you know, and looks, it sounds like Ogallala is comfortable doing that too, Randy. So, you know, this should be one heck of a football game.
Well, Broly Cleveland is a 6'2", 215-pound senior, and there's some talk, the both sides of the ball, he'll make his presence known.
Yep.
There is some talk that he could be a Division I type of player. So that is the level of his play. And obviously, Nathan Howe, big game last week, 140 yards rushing. Overall, the Kearney Catholic offense looked very, very good. Gave up a couple of early touchdowns, and then the defense really kind of showed their mettle. They showed really that they're worthy of that number three ranking in the Huskerland Prep Report, yep, as well as the Lincoln Journal Star.
Yeah, you know, in that second half, Kearney Catholic's defense really stepped up in that second half. You know, the first quarter, you and I were sitting there doing the game going, oh, man, whoever has the football last, this might, you know, be a 42 football game.
Be a whack score, yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, in the second half, you know, Kearney Catholic really showed up in the second half defensively and did a, you know, really good job against Ord. And Ord, you know, their quarterback, we mentioned it last week, you know, he hit some people right on the money's, laying it right over the top of the defensive fingers and stuff like that, Randy, and hitting the guys. And so Ord's a good football team, and Kearney Catholic really came in the second half and played exceptionally good football in the second half.
Well, they're going to face another good quarterback in Hoppins. We mentioned Cleveland. He runs for over 4 yards per carry every time he touches the football. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your Yield Leader, contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with the coaches right after this.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Getting ready for week two of the high school season. Kearney Catholic traveling west to take on Ogallala and the Indians. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach, Jeff McBride, as we get ready for tonight's contest. And, Coach, one game in the book, and I'm guessing these kids are eager to get back on the football field. It probably felt like a punch in the stomach with the way the game unfolded last week.
Yeah, you know, we had our chances. We were down to goal line in the first half and come away with no points there. And throwing two pick sixes, our kids had a chance. We got to be a little more disciplined on the penalty side. We did get two turnovers, so we equaled the turnovers out. Problem was they got 13 points off of their turnovers, and we didn't get any. But they're excited. You know, we went back to the basics, blocking, tackling, and like I said, just being a more disciplined team. And Kearney throws a lot of stuff at us, offensive, defensive-wise, that we got to prepare for. I think kids are excited. I know as coaching staff, we're excited to get the kids back out there and see what they can do.
Of course, Ogallala opened at the defending state champions in Nicozad last week and fell 25-13. Just from a big picture perspective, Coach, what did you think of Cozad? And I think maybe that'll give the fans a little bit of a hint of how good your football team is.
I tell you, I originally thought they were going to drop off maybe a little more than that. They've got some big kids up front. I did not really, you know, they lost 4 out of 5 guys up front from a year ago, and they've got some horses back up there again, and a lot of talk on the young and Watova kid, they're as good as advertised. Several times, offense and defensive wise, those two kids made plays because they're the best athletes on the field, and they're going to go a long ways as long as those two kids stay healthy for them, so I was impressed. I thought maybe they would be down just a little more than that after graduating all those kids, but I tell you, they know how to win and they expect to win, they did the things that they had to do to get the win there.
We're talking with Ogallala head football coach Jeff McBride here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, you guys were not able to get a whole lot going on the ground last week, but your quarterback, Brenton Hoppins, did a pretty good job through the air and distributed it to 3 or 4 different guys pretty evenly.
Yeah, that was not the game plan going in, obviously, was to establish our run game, and we need to. I mean, that's something that we have to get done this year, and we've talked about that more, and what we need to do to keep our linemen on blocks and dry blocking and feet moving and you know, our backs seeing the holes and that type of stuff. But, our goal is to be as balanced as we can on offense and defense, and because of the game situation, we were throwing the ball. You know, if you just told me we were throwing the ball 29 times that first game, I would say, yeah, you know, that's not what we're going for. But, it's one of those things, game situation. We were having some success in the passing game, and we did a little more of that than what we normally would. But, Britton, for his first varsity game starting experience at quarterback, I thought he saw the field fairly well. You know, a few progressions and stuff we need to read a little better, but, he took some pretty good shots, too, at times and bounced back and made some good plays.
Coach, when you have all these things that you want to worry about getting better and getting your team ready for a game, the intangibles, which tonight could involve the field conditions, we're playing football like it's late October instead of early September here, and when the field is a little tough and you want to run the football, sometimes that makes it tough. Will you have to adjust if the field's not in great shape tonight?
You know, that's a very good possibility, depending on, if they're how wet the grass is going to be and how muddy the field is and the kind of the whole whole scheme of things. I don't believe the wind's going to be a factor at all, but may not be able to do the cutting and the quick cuts and stuff, but just because of the footing won't be there, it might be more of a downhill straight ahead. Get what you can through the hole, and that's what you get type thing. So it'll be very interesting to see how it plays out here the rest of the day and into the night and see how much rain we do end up getting. And it'd be nice if we could get some sunshine here to dry things out a little, but I don't think it's going to happen.
We're talking with Jeff McBride of the Ogallala Indians here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, you got a good base of kids back. You've kind of continued to grow maybe this third year. A lot of those seniors had to jump in as sophomores. And one kid that we'll probably hear a lot about tonight is a Division I prospect in Brody Cleveland, a big kid that can do some things offensively and maybe even better on defense. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he sees the field real well on the defensive side, makes a lot of tackles for us. They're quite a bit bigger than a year ago. In there about 215 now, and good physical, tough kid. Likes to hit, likes to play football and do those fun things. So he's a good leader for our team, and really gets those guys going. And offensive wise, he's a good fullback and a good bruiser coming through there to take a lead block on the ISO plays. We expect a lot out of him. We didn't really get him going a whole lot offensive wise there at Cozadden. So we're expecting hopefully a big game out of him and kind of challenge him a little bit and along with the rest of the team to step up just a little bit more and make sure we are disciplined on what we need to do and make the plays that are there to be made.
Last minute here with Ogallala coach Jeff McBride. Coach, give me a look at Kearney Catholic from what you saw on film from last week. How different are they from the team you faced last year?
They've been obviously missing number 11 at receiver and 15 at running back from a year ago. But I tell you, the quarterback throws the ball all over the field, vertical, short, sideline to sideline very well. They do, run three or four different guys, it seems like, at those wing-back, gun-one-back type things. Big up front, physical up front. Not a lot of pressure on the quarterback in that first game. They keep you honest with the run, but I don't think the run is probably as big a game as what it was a year ago with 15 back there. They throw a lot of different sets, a lot of different motions at you and really challenge your defense to tackle sideline to sideline and cover the whole field. I think that'll be an interesting test and a challenge for us. I think it goes 500 yards offense, last week. I mean, that speaks volumes to what they can do on the offensive side. Defensive-wise, they're very sound. Look like they broke down in the secondary just a little bit. Lloyd got a couple vertical passes on them. So, you know, that'll be interesting if they get that fixed or not. But special teams, again, just solid. It looks like they play with a lot of speed. And you know, again, another good team that understands how to win and expects to win. So, you know, by all means, they deserve their top five rating. And, you know, as us, we're looking forward to the opportunity to see what we can do against them.
And finally, Coach, I'm sure you've been asked this multiple times in the preseason and last week already, and the Kearney Catholic coaching staff knows where you're coming from because they've played 1, 2, and 3 in the state in the preseason rankings 1 year. Cozad, Kearney Catholic, Holdridge, Gothenburg, all rated teams. You know you want to get a win or two or three during this stretch. How do you survive this first half of the season?
You know, we talked about that with the kids biggest thing we told them is we got to get better each day of practice and each and every game. I want to see improvements on you know, whatever it is, if it was blocking, tackling, penalties, catching the ball, whatever it was, assignments. Let's see improvements every day of practice and in every game, and make sure every team gets our best shot, and from there, you know, see what happens. But I think the kids understand where the teams are that we're playing. Obviously, that the first, you know, 4 or 5 games here. And you know, where we want to be. And our challenge to those kids, you know, at summer camp was to be at midseason form for the first couple games. And you know, we weren't quite there last week, but I think, you know, we had a good week of practice. Kids kind of refocused, and they understood the chances we had to separate ourselves in that game a week ago and you know, put Cozad in a bad situation. So, you know, again, I'm just excited to get them out here, and it's another great challenge and opportunity for our program.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate the chat here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and wish you guys the best of luck throughout the season. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thank you.
That's Ogallala football coach Jeff McBride here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll hear from Dave Colling and the Kearney Catholic Stars right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio, week 2 of the high school football season, and Kearney Catholic hits the road to take on Ogallala, a team that has always had some mystery to it, always has some good football players, and Kearney Catholic off to a 1-0 start after their win against Ord. We're joined by the head coach, Dave Colling, and Coach, week 1 isn't, it is in the books, but as has been in the past, there are always some bumps in the road.
Yep. Yeah. You know, you go into game 1, you know, hoping you know what to expect, but you know, sometimes you're not quite as prepared in certain areas, and you find that out very quickly. Usually, you see a big jump from game 1 to game 2, and we're hoping to see that. Like I said, we, you know, on defense, we had guys to the point of attack, you know, and didn't duck our feet and stuff we work on, and didn't shoot in on the tackle and stuff like that, and missed some tackles and. No, offensively, I think we had 9 penalties for I don't know how many yards, dropped some passes and stuff like that. But you know, Ord played us tough too. They had a great game plan and I did a great job, you know, on their part also.
I was going to say, was it what Ord did, obviously maybe in the first quarter, or was it more of what you did or didn't do?
You know, we had guys there. You know, the great play call they had their first touchdown. Of course, you know, which didn't really go for it on fourth down. They had a little fourth down play punt. I think he was going to punt it. We just didn't cover it very well and ended up running for the first down and then of course, scoring on the next play. But like I said, just great little option pass they had that got us off guard. And our free came running up and got behind us. So, like I said, you know, some things we work on, but it was just a great play call there. And like I said, we had guys there at some points and just didn't make the tackle too. So, but hopefully we shored some of that stuff up.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. After those early scores where you were right there with them, obviously, you didn't have to dig out of a hole. It seemed like your team played, obviously, better and better as the game progressed. Was that just a first game jitters, or did you guys have to make some adjustments?
You know, we didn't make a ton of adjustments, you know, a tweak here and there, but, you know, like we told them, I told them at halftime on defense, you know, guys weren't there. We just got to make the dang tackle, you know, and some of the seniors caught us at halftime and said, hey, coach, we're ready to, you know, carry the team type of thing, you know, and that's, you know, kind of what you expect from seniors, and hoping that they'll come up and say, and so that the offensive line, you know, wanted to kind of, you know, have us run behind them and, you know, the opening drive of the third quarter and stuff like that. So, you know, it's great to see those guys step up to the plate like that. But, you know, it's hard to tell. You know, I know there's some nerves out there too. And, you know, but like I said, we'll hopefully shore up some of those things and, you know, play a little better game Friday night.
Dave, we have talked about things you want to work on. What were you very pleased with? What stood out from that aspect?
You know, I thought offensively, I thought we were clicking. You know, it seemed smooth. Johnny seemed to throw a great ball, you know, and stuff like that. You know, the penalties were in there as well. You know, when we got down to the red zone, I know we shot ourselves in the foot right before halftime. We didn't get one in that we probably should have. You know, some drop passes here and there. But I thought offensively, the kids seemed to gel together real nicely. And as the game wore on, you know, defense kind of did the same thing. The kids start trusting each other. And so, you know, I thought from the get-go to the end of the game, I thought the kids gelled a lot better.
What about the new guys? What about what Nate did at running back? And we've talked about your line being solid with all the kids back, but how did you like what Nate did and some of the other new guys?
You know, I thought Nate ran the ball great, Nathan Howe. You know, he's a hard runner, tough kid to pull down. You know, the first three plays were option left, option right, option left, option right, and I think we got about 7 yards a pop on those. You know, so you know, he's going to run the ball hard. I thought the offensive line did a great job as well. So those guys, you know, are only going to get better as the season goes, you know, trusting each other, stuff like that. So, you know, like I said, I was pleased. I think John had a lot of time in the pocket, too, to throw the rock around, and did a great job there. You know, we had some drop balls, but, you know, take some of that away, and I think it even clicks even better.
Talk with Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on ESPN. It's back to Ogallala, one of your longer road trips that you'll have, obviously, during this season. And they've been kind of a roller coaster the last couple of years. Either they have been good, or if they're supposed to, they got banged up and it affected their football team. But it looks like they got a pretty big line. And what do you know about them with quite a few kids returning?
Yeah, you know, I think they're bigger than us, actually, and we're big. I mean, we're big. You know, one of our biggest lines we've had here. So, you know, they're two plays away. You know, they played Cozad tough game one. They had a couple pick sixes that they threw, and you know, Cozad came away with the victory. But we knew going into the season that they'd be tough. And just watching film on them, they have a couple skill guys that are kind of scary out there, some quick kids. Like I said, their linemen are big and seem pretty physical. The quarterback actually throws a nice ball. I mean, he does a pretty good job out there. So we got our work cut out for us. They come out with lots of formations and try to put the defense a little bit behind the eight ball. So, like I said, we need to come out and fix some of the mistakes we had game one and try to put a whole game together this Friday.
Dave, it looks like they've got a Division I type of athlete and player in Brody Cleveland who can run you over at fullback, and he's outstanding at linebacker. What do you do when you face a kid of a Division I talent like he is?
You know, he reminds me of the Boyser from Cozad last year. I think he was number 34 also. I think he's at Nebraska now, I believe.
Yeah.
Blocked in front of Paulson. And you know, just a great fullback, and, you know, they're going to run behind him. You know, on the ISOs and stuff like that, you got to blow the kid up. You know, and that's just what our linebackers got to do. They got to meet the challenge and then get physical with him as well. And, you know, see if we can't stop it, you know, get right to the point of attack and do that kind of stuff with him. And linebacker, you know, he's a tough kid to block. So, you know, we've been working all week. In fact, we've been working all fall camp on, you know, our linemen getting out and ducking their feet and getting to that second level. You know, so they're going to have to do a nice job of that Friday night.
How's practice gone this week?
It's been pretty good this week. I think the boys, you know, we don't don't look at the ratings type of deal as coaches. You know, I think, you know, some of that, like you were talking to earlier about the nerves, you know, they're rated high, and, you know, we got to forget that kind of stuff because that means nothing. We just got to play a better game Friday night than we did the Friday night before, and we'll be fine.
And finally, Coach, I don't know how you fix it, but your game, and in particular your kids, cramped up a lot. Obviously, it's supposed to be a lot cooler for this football game, but is there things that you can do outside of conditioning?
You know, I was talking to our trainer, and, you know, wasn't necessarily hot Friday night, but it was just the humidity was – and so he's telling me that, you know, I think Kearney High, Grand Island, I think Grand Island had some trouble with cramps too, Ord had trouble with cramps too, so – you know, I'm hoping a lot of it was the weather. Like I said, we haven't ran them any different this year than we had in years past. We just didn't have that opening week of two-a-days. So, like I said, that's probably my fault for not getting the kids running a little earlier. But we're continuing to run in practice quite a bit and trying to get them in better shape, I guess, as the season goes. But I don't foresee us having a problem like that again.
All right, Dave, best of luck on the road with the first road game of the year. We'll chat again next week.
Hey, Doug, thanks. I appreciate it.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, and we'll be back with the starting lineups as we head out to Ogallala on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a moment.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Ogallala. You've heard from the two coaches. We're going to have the starting lineups here in just a few moments here as Ogallala, the sun's starting to set. Kearney Catholic will receive this first half kickoff and be heading into that sun, which could be a little bit of a factor as the game begins here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your youth leader, contact Terry Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the starting lineup right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
And welcome back. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Starting for the Ogallala Indians, as we mentioned, 0-1 on the season. Starting at center will be Grant Packard, a 240-pound junior. At guards will be Austin Claw. He is 6'3", 250 pounds, and a senior. The other guard is Nick Riveras, a junior. He's 250 pounds. The tackles, Kenny Carey, a 6'1", 260-pound senior. Cole Beckius will be doing some of the kicking duties. He's also playing tackle as 6'3", 260-pound senior. Also at wide receiver, Trenton Zink. We talked about him earlier. 6 foot tall, 155 pounds. Also wide receiver, Jack Doherty, 5'10", 130-pound freshman. Will Parker, a senior. He's 6'3", 205 pounds. Running back, we mentioned him before, averaging over 4 yards per carry. Brody Cleveland, 6'2", 215 pounds, and a senior. Brandon Raffaele, 5'11", junior. He weighs 170 pounds. And the quarterback is Britton Hoppins, a junior. He is 6'2", 180 pounds. Now for the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. They are 1-0 on the early season. Nick Dowling is the center. He's 205 and a senior. The guard, Austin Aarons, also a senior, 6'2", 215 pounds. Also at guard, Dennis Cabanting, 6'2", 255 pounds, senior. Tackle is Colin Arredondo, 6 foot tall, 240 pounds, and a senior. Also at tackle, Nick Brungart, 6'3", 255 pounds. At wide receiver will be Chase Murphy, 6'1", 180 pounds, and a junior. Also at wingback will be Bryce James, 5'9", 175 pound junior. Wide receiver Harrison Pierce, a senior, 5'9", 150 pounds. And the running back, of course, will be Nathan Howe, 5'11", senior, weighing 190 pounds, ran for 140 yards last week. And the quarterback for the Stars will be John Masker, 6'2", 175 pounds, and a senior. And I've neglected to mention the wingback, Bryce James, a junior. He is 5'9", 175 pounds. We mentioned it, Cole Beckius will be doing the honors here in terms of getting the game underway, as Kearney Catholic will receive the opening kickoff and will be heading into the setting sun. There's enough clouds out there. I don't think the sun heading into it is going to be a factor here in the early stages, Don.
Yeah, I don't think so. Randy, you know, like you said, there's a lot of clouds in the west there that are hanging down. So it looks like it's going to be, you know, a nice night to play some football. You know, last year we, you know, Kearney Catholic received the football, and I do believe the sun did play a little bit of an effect there, Randy, but I don't think tonight it's going to.
No, I don't think it's going to be a factor at all, and the field did get a little rain today, but it's handling it pretty well. Does not really appear to be slick. Seems like our field conditions are going to be awfully, awfully good. Tonight's field conditions brought to you by your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. See Craig Weegis, science with service, delivering success. And finally, they had to wait for the clock to fully expire for whatever reason, even though everybody was ready. And Cole Beckius now was handed the football by the official. He's going to tee it up. And of course, back deep for the Stars is going to be James and Bach, a couple of juniors back there for Kearney Catholic. So hands in the air, and we're all set to get things underway here in Ogallala, out in the Mountain Time Zone. A 6:30 kickoff local time, but 7:30 to the folks listening back in Kearney in the Central Time Zone. Straight ahead kicker, a high kick, and it's going to be picked up at the one by Bach. Bach has a couple of lead blockers on that right side, tries to get down the sideline, broke one tackle, slips out to across the 30-yard line where he's going to be pushed out of bounds, and that's pretty good starting position considering the ball went all the way down to the one-yard line with a pretty high kick. That was a nice kickoff.
Yeah, it was. He said, Randy, it was a very high kickoff, and you know, he got clear down about the 1-2-yard line. John Bach did a great job because the ball came clear to the right side, and he just kind of followed his blockers on the right side here and picked up what he could and got it out to the 30-yard line.
And again, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth is here in Ogallala. And glad you could join us for coverage of Kearney Catholic football. They're going to go with what they call the Badger offense here, which is kind of that swinging gate formation in the shotgun. Now they're going to adjust back into a more traditional formation, as now they're going to get back and now playing center instead of being one of the seven guys on the far side is going to be Dowling. And they'll snap it, and just a quick little off-tackle play here. And nothing fancy about the handoff to Howe, but he gains right at 10 yards.
Yep, nice line surge up front. You know, just getting the ball right in the backfield, Randy. He took it off straight up the gut. Picked up about 9 yards on the play.
They're going to bring the chains out for a measurement. And again, you know, he went right out of bounds, right at the 30, and the nose of the football is just short of the 40. It appears to me they're inches short, but they are going to bring the chains out. Seems strange since we're right on a yard marker there, but in any event, they're going to bring out the chains. So obviously a 10-yard run to get things started here for Nathan Howe, and that's exactly what Kearney Catholic wants to be able to do, is establish that running game. But it's not going to be easy against Ogallala. They have a big defensive and offensive line.
Yeah, they do, Randy, and that's one of the things that Coach Colling was hoping that they could do is establish the run. And, you know, he said, you know, that's probably what Ogallala wants to do is establish a run. But both of them, defensively, offensively, are big up front.
Well, so far so good, because that is a 10-yard gain officially, because it is first and 10 here from Kearney Catholic. Nose of the football just short of their own 40-yard line. Masker will be in the shotgun formation as about 90, 95% of all snaps for Kearney Catholic. Howe just to his left. He has two wideouts to the short side on the right. And they're just going to hand it off to Howe. And that time Howe is hit in the backfield. He's going to lose about 5 yards. And the defender got there about as quick as the handoff did. Cole Beckius blew that play up.
Yeah, he did. You know, Ogallala's defensive line that time, Randy, right when the snap went, they were fired off. And, you know, it was one of those you're going, man, they might have been jumping up, but they timed that snap just right that time.
So Masker now takes the snap. He'll hand it off to Howe again. Howe goes off tackle and is going to be wrapped up after he crosses the 40, drag the defender forward to about the 43-yard line. So they'll get those 4.5 yards they lost back and gain about another 3.5. So it's going to be 3rd and about 6.
Yep, just nice run by Nathan Howe getting it deep. Handoff from John Matzker, and then he kind of picks where he wants to go on some of these things. This time he went a little bit to the right side, and, you know, like you said, he picks up, you know, about 8-9 yards on the play, but nice run by Nathan Howe, and good line surge by Kearney Catholic that time also up front.
So two of the three plays for the Kearney Catholic offense look pretty good. That one that didn't has put them in kind of 3rd and about 6.5. Shotgun for Masker. Fake the handoff to Howe. Howe's rolling to his left. Masker's rolling off to his left and trying to connect with an open Bryce James and just overthrew it. That falls incomplete, and Kearney Catholic will now be in a punting situation.
Yeah, just faked the handoff, and Nathan went to the right side, and then John rolls out to the left side there, Andy. And like you said, he had a guy open. He had Bryce James open about 18 yards downfield. Just overthrew him a tad bit that time. But, you know, that's a play that I guarantee you Coach Harvey's up there going, we're going to come back to that because Bryce James was open.
Well, the X's and O's part of that play worked. Kobe Rezac is a sophomore and back deep at about the 15-yard line. Harrison Pierce in punt formation. And the line adjusts here for Kearney Catholic. They tighten everything up here. And now here comes the snap. A good one. No pressure really coming. And a kick. So a wobbler. It's going to hit the turf. And it's going to down inside the 20-yard line, down at about the 19 here. No return at all. Nice, efficient punt. Not one of those that's going to be on the poster or anything like that, but a nice, effective punt. Kept it away from the return man, and it is no return. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the Indians at their own 19-yard line.
Yeah, like you said, Randy, you know, it wasn't one of those that was just a, you know, booming kick, but yeah, he kept it away from their receiver, and that's one thing that Coach Collin kind of mentioned too, was the return game for Ogallala is pretty darn good also.
Well, we mentioned their size up front. They also have some speed. Under center here is going to be Britton Hoppins. Hoppins will have the I formation behind him. Calls out the signals. Going to hand it off to his tailback. Tailback has a little bit of a hole, and John Bach, the first one there to stand up, Brandon Raffaelli, and then he gets a little bit of help from Nathan Howe, but they're across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. That'll be a nice solid gain of about 8.
Yep, like you said, in the I formation, they just ran a little bit of an off tackle to this left side. You know, Ogallala's left, Kearney Catholic's right, and then the fullback did a good job of picking up one of the linebackers that time, Randy. And, you know, he ends up picking up 8 yards on the play.
And we mentioned that fullback, Brody Cleveland, and he is a big, strong kid. Some Division I schools are looking at him as the possibility of giving him a scholarship next year. He is a bit of a bruiser. I formation, a handoff to Raffaelli. Raffaelli, that time, had nowhere to go. They stuffed it back on the backside, and then the help came from Colin Arredondo. And so it was the right side of the defensive line for Kearney Catholic. Well, left side of the defensive line for the Stars. They kind of stuffed things up there, and that would have been Nick Brungart.
Yep.
Brungart drove everybody back, and then Cabanting and Arredondo was able to kind of clean things up.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, Nick did a great job of getting some penetration there. And once he got penetration, it kind of broke everything up, and then you got other people coming from the pursuit.
So now it's going to be about 3rd and 4 here. Hoppins under center, I formation behind him. Cleveland is the fullback, and they'll fake the handoff to him, rolling out, pressure coming, and they get the sack. Howe is there and finally is able to corral him, appropriate term here in Ogallala. They corral him eventually as both Arredondo was there, Howe was there, and Kearney Catholic sniffed that out. It's going to be a loss of about 1 on the play for Hoppins and a punting situation for the Indians.
Yeah, just faked a little bit of a handoff, Randy, tried to roll out to this side, and Nick Dowling did a great job of getting out there. And then, like you said, you know, then there was Nathan Howe and those guys right there to make the sack.
Number 78, Beckius, is the punter, and he hits a line drive Sideways punt that's caught by Bach at the 35. Has it on the run. Has it across the 45. Cuts back. Has it across midfield at the 45. Spins and is thrown forward just short of the 40-yard line. Nice return and good hands there by Bach. He basically caught that over his shoulder and was able to kind of outrun the first defender, make another guy miss. And the next thing you know, Kearney Catholic's in pretty good field position here.
Yeah, like you said, nice job by John Bach because he's going to his left and you know basically getting that over the shoulder catch. And then just turns and goes upfield, and he got some great blocks up front, and he's down to the 40-yard line on that side.
Well, we'll call it the 41 here. We'll be first and 10 for Kearney Catholic. And, again, they showed that they call it Badger. If you're familiar with the Oklahoma swinging gate point after touchdown play, they're not in that right now. They run the man in motion across, hand it off to Howe right up the middle. Howe has a good hole, has it across the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. That'll be a gain of right at 13 and just a simple play right up the middle. But that motion moved a couple of defenders out of the core of that Indian defense.
Yeah, it did, Bryce. James comes in motion. He went from left to right. And then, you know, he does a little kick-out block on the defensive end there. And Nathan Howell just took the ball and went right up the middle, Randy, for a nice game.
Howell is averaging right at 6 yards per carry here in his first four carries. They fake the handoff to him. Masker goes off the outside, dropped the football, is able to pick it up, and has it across the line of scrimmage and will gain a yard. That's how much line surge for the offense for Kearney Catholic. Quarterback dropped the ball at the line of scrimmage, was still able to coolly pick it up and gain about a yard.
Yep, he basically tried to fake that handoff to Nathan Howell, and then he kind of went to his left. He dropped the football at that point. Randy, like you said, he was able to pick it up and pick up a yard on the play. Like, great job by the line.
Second and 9, handoff to Howell right up the middle, and he's running low, keeps his hand down so he doesn't fall a little bit sooner after being tripped up by Cleveland, and that's going to help him gain a couple of extra yards. Stars are going to be short of the first down here. It's going to be third and a good 4 yards.
Yeah, like you said, just right up the middle. He's following those guys up front there, you know, big guys up front, and they're doing a great job of getting some blocking and pushing those guys back, and Nathan's, you know, picking up a lot of yards right now.
It's a long 4 from the 23. Man in motion across the formation is going to be Bach, and Masker right up the middle has play in for the first down, puts his head down at about the 10, and is going to push the pile forward to about the 8-yard line. Gain of 15, first and goal for the Stars.
Yep, this time they put Bach in motion going from right to left. And, you know, it was like that same one that they had when Bryce James went from left to right. And they thought everybody kind of bit on, you know, handing it off to Nathan Howe. And Nathan, and he faked it to Nathan and took it to the right side and picked up a good chunk of yards.
Trenton Zink led the tackle on the play. And we're inside of 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. This is the second drive for Kearney Catholic. They now have it first and goal from about the 9-yard line. James in formation, in motion across the formation. They hand it off the jet sweep. He tries to cut the corner, trying to get to that pylon. Can't get there as he's forced out of bounds on that far side. And I think they're going to mark him out at about the 5. He put his head down, but I think he stepped out of bounds before that last surge.
Yep. You know, this time they ran that little jet sweep with Bryce coming in motion and then gave it to him. He was going from his right to his left. You know, picked up a few yards, you know, stepping out about the 5-yard line.
And that was the short side of the field, so he had a little bit less room to operate there. And Bobby could have used another yard or two on that sideline. Masker is the only back in the backfield. 2 wide outs to the right. Now man in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. Masker's going to keep it right up the middle. Is hit short of the goal line. Puts his head down and is going to be stood up. Did not gain any extra yards after he got into that pile. And they're going to mark him at about the 3-yard line. So they got about half of what they needed on that play. It'll set up 3rd and goal from the 3.
Yeah, you know, this time they came with Bryce going in motion from left to right, faked that handoff to him, and then Masker went right up the middle and picked up about a yard and a half out of the play.
Well, the nose of the football is a little bit short of that 3-yard line where the line for the point after touchdown is. So they're a little short of the 3, so we'll call this 3rd and goal from the 4. 2 tight ends, don't see this very often from Kearney Catholic, 2 wide outs in the backfield, and they're going to pitch it out, and there's a flag down. And I think that's going to be on Kearney Catholic. It's an illegal substitution or delay a game.
Delay a game, yep.
And,
I think they said illegal substitution.
Now, the back official, that's one of the 2 calls that he makes. He's the official timekeeper, and also he sees everybody, so he can tell if somebody made an illegal substitution. In any event, it's going to cost Kearney Catholic 5 yards, and now it's going to be 3rd and goal from about the 9.
Yep, and that's just one of those, you know, unfortunate things. You know, you're down at about the three and a half yard line, Randy. Now you're, but you know, Kearney Catholic's very manageable on this situation with John Matzker in the quarterback position, able to pass or whatever.
There's not as many plays though in the playbook here as there is for third and three. Under center, they have the same formation. They fake the handoff, roll into his left, pressure comer. Masker throws it in underneath, and it is incomplete. Some contact in the end zone. And they're Kearney Catholic and Harrison Pierce looking for a flag, and there is not one on the field, so the kicking unit will come in here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, they just did that. You know, they faked Nathan Howell up the middle, and then they roll a guard out there to kind of protect John Matzker, and he tried to hit, you know, either, I think it was Bryce James that he tried to hit there in the end zone there. A little bit of contact from where we saw, but, you know, an incomplete pass anyway.
Grant Bushcutter will come in and try to get Kearney Catholic on the board here. This will be about a 27-yard field goal attempt. Remember, there was some pressure. Had a kick block last week. Nestle with the snap. Good hold by Masker. Kick is up. It looks good, and it is no good. Just to the left, so Kearney Catholic comes away with no points here. And with 4:20 left on the clock here in the first quarter, we're still 0-0.
Yeah, and it's a good, you know, a really good drive, you know, a good kick or punt return by John Bach, and then McCarney Catholic driving it all the way down to about the 3-yard line, and then had that illegal substitution, pushed him back to the 9, incomplete pass, and then you know, missed the kick, you know. So if you're Ogallala, you got to be feeling pretty darn good about yourself, you know, dodging a bullet right there.
Well, and they'll get the ball about the same position they started their first drive, and they'll be right at the 20-yard line. They had a 3-and-out their first possession. Kearney Catholic's second possession got them to third and goal from the 3, got pushed back, and then missed the 27-yard field goal attempt. So clock moving here. Still no score, quarter number 1. Under center is going to be Hoppins. I formation, they'll have a lot of different formations with the Indians, but they've been in almost exclusively I formation here. Raffaele, hand up right up the middle. And he breaks through one tackle, is going to be thrown forward to about the 26-27. Hammack was there. Also in on the tackle was Bryce James. And also getting a piece of that action was Nick Dowling as well. Now be a gain of 5.
Yep, he just following his big fullback right up the middle, Randy. And that's a good person, you know, to be following Cleveland in, you know, because he's a good blocker also, you know. And you mentioned he averages about 4 yards a running attempt also. But he can really, you know, knock some people around.
Trips to the right. Only one back in the backfield, and that's going to be Raffaele. Hard count here. They're going to pitch it out to Raffaele. He's trying to get to the corner, and he's going to be knocked back for a loss. Great open field tackle out there for Creighton Hammack, and Hammack is going to make the tackle for a loss of about 2 or 3 on the play.
Yeah, they kind of had some trips to the right, kind of a bunch, little set, you know, tight set to them, and they just tossed it to their eye back. You know, on that side, hoping that he could get the corner turned. And Creighton Hammack did a great job making an open field tackle, coming up there and making an open field tackle.
Yeah, good, solid. He slipped through the block. There was a guy there to block him. He slipped underneath and was able to take out the legs of Raffaele and wrap him up. Now shotgun formation this time for Hoppins. He has one back to his right, 2 wideouts to the right, 2 to the left. And they'll hand it off right off tackle. And with the run here is Cleveland. Cleveland in space a little bit, and he's going to be wrapped up by James, but not until he gets across the 30-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 after a gain of about 8.
Yep, and then just a good hard run coming to the left side here, Randy, and it's coming right at us towards the booth there. We could see the, you know, the hole kind of opening up there. Good, you know, blocks up front for Ogallala, but, you know, they end up picking up the first down on the play.
And a nice tackle again in space there, yep, on a big guy. And Bryce James, good form tackle, but not until there was a gain of 8. And now Hoppins is directing traffic a little bit. And he's going to be in the pistol formation, has the fullback in front of him as he takes the snap, rolls to his right, pitches it, and it's going to be bobbled there a little bit. A lot of white jerseys in the backfield, and Kearney Catholic just blew that one up. Yep. I mean, there was a lot of penetration out there, and they came with some pressure on the corner. And Ogallala's fortunate they still have the football after they lost 7 yards on the play.
Yep, I think it was Nick Brunghart got in there, and Austin Arntz got in there really quick and made him pitch it probably a little faster than what he really wanted to. And then the pitch was kind of bobbled, and then your outside linebackers, Harrison Pierce, Chase Murphy was in on there, and they all just converged on that guy.
I was in there. I mean, I'm telling you, there was a lot of yellow hats.
Yeah.
Trips to the left. Under center is going to be Hoppins. Hoppins is going to pitch it to the left, and they got some lead blockers out there. First one there is Hammack, and Hammack is able to make the help make the tackle, slow things down, and Bach is able to kind of clean things up, and it's going to be a short gain on the play. Maybe the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be just about it.
Yeah, you know, just a quick toss to the left side for Ogallala, and he's trying to follow his blockers and stuff, but Creighton Hammack did a great job on this side, fighting off the block and being the first one to make the initial hit there. And then, like you said, Nathan Howe and some of them got in on the tackle also.
It's going to be third and about 15 here. Hoppins is the only back in the backfield. Two wide, three rideouts to the right, two to the left. Hoppins has pressure coming. He has to step up, and he's going to be wrapped up by the second man and is going to be sacked by Nick Brungardt. Pressure came on the near side there.
I think that was Braxton Bellamy coming in there on this side, Randy, and he came in there. Like, he wasn't blocked or anything. It looked like he was going to try to get a quick out over here on the left side, but Braxton got in there so quick, and then I think Nick Brungardt and some of them got in on the tackle.
Well, we'll see whether or not Bach can get them good field position again. Another high kick here by Beckius, and Bach picks it up at the 38, has it across the 40, now the 50s down the sideline. Cuts back to the inside, now out there, that outside. He's wrapped up after he gets to the 24, the 25, and then a late flag comes in at the end of the play. And we'll see whether or not that's a late block or a little something extra after he went out of bounds. To me, I didn't see anything that really warranted a flag either way, to be honest.
Yeah, but like you said, you know, John Bach did a great job. You know, it's going to the right side, and he just kind of catches that ball, you know, kind of over his shoulder again, Randy, and then just turns it upfield. Got a really good block right, I think it was by Harrison Pierce right off the bat, and then takes it down the sideline, gets out about the 22, 23-yard line, and we'll see what the penalty is. It might be tacking on some more.
It might be a horse collar because Bach's jersey is very much askew here. It is a personal foul. They don't indicate exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It might be a horse collar tackle. And sometimes from the far side, that's hard to see. Well, that's going to be half the distance to the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kearney Catholic will have it now, first and 10, from about the 11-yard line. So they're in great field position again.
Yep, and it was a pretty decent punt, but, you know, John Bach had a good full head of steam on coming around there, and, you know, like you said, he got all the way down to about the 22, and then they get this penalty, and it's down to about the 11, 12-yard line.
16 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Both teams looking for their first points. Man in motion is going to be James. They hand it off in underneath to Howe. There is a flag down, and I think this is going to be on Kearney Catholic. He gained about 8 on the play, but I have a feeling it's going to come back.
Yeah, I think they're going to call a couple of
illegal shifts. Yeah, it might have been another person in motion, or James was moving ahead a little bit early.
Yeah, anyway, he came in motion. Bryce James came in motion from right to left. And they've been putting Bryce in motion a lot tonight. But, you know, one of those things that he might have just been leaning just a tad bit forward, or somebody else kind of went forward just a little bit. And it's just an illegal shift on the play.
And that is the final play of the first quarter. That'll back up Kearney Catholic 5 yards. He'll have it first and 15 from about the 17-yard line when we start the second quarter. It is still 0-0. Ogallala and Kearney Catholic will start the second quarter. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. No score, Kearney Catholic and Ogallala. After that illegal motion penalty, the Stars will now have it first and 15 from about, we'll call it the 17-yard line here. Got a little bit better angle on this end of the field. Under center is going to be Masker. Howe is the one back in the backfield. Two wide outs to the left, two to the right. Pitch out to Howe. Howe is hit in the backfield and will be brought down after a loss maybe of about 1 yard on the play, and I think that's Cleveland who makes the tackle. Yes, it is.
Yep. Yeah, Brody Cleveland just came up from his linebacker position there, Randy, and just blitzed on that one. They had some decent blocking out front, but Brody did a great job of reading it and blitzed through there and got Howe for about a two-yard loss.
So that'll now set up second and about 17 here for Kearney Catholic as they are just inside the 20-yard line. They can get a first down at about the two. About two and a half, actually. Man in motion, that's going to be Pierce. Now there's three wideouts to the right. Rolling that way is going to be Masker. Masker's looking. He's got a man underneath. Throws it in traffic. It is going to be tipped. There is a flag thrown right at the line of scrimmage by the official nearest the quarterback.
Yeah. Just rolling out was John Masker to the right side there. He had some people out there, but Ogallala did a good job of dropping a lot of people into that area. And we're just going to have to wait and kind of see what the flag
is. They call the legal procedure on Kearney Catholic. And actually, the white hat dropped his beanbag, had to pick that up. That's what I thought was the flag. In any event, they are going to wave off the penalty because with the incompletion, it's going to already be third and about 17 here for Kearney Catholic. And John Masker is looking for his first completion of the game. He is currently 0 for 3. And if Kearney Catholic wants to have a legitimate shot at either a field goal or obviously getting a very important first down, I have to think that number 12 is going to have to complete a pass here.
Yep.
Pretty much so, because he's only back in the backfield.
Yep.
They're going to go with four wide receivers, one way wide on the right side, and they're just going to throw it out there for the screen to Howe. Howe is going to gain about 3 yards, and that's going to be about it.
Yep. Like you said, Randy, they had, four people out to the right side, one to the left over here, and then they just got the ball to Nathan Howe. He did a good job of, making the first guy miss, but there was a couple other Ogallala defenders right there to make the tackle.
And Bush Cutter is back out there for the field goal attempt. This one's going to be a little bit longer than the one he missed a little bit ago. This will be a 33-yarder. Stars need to really capitalize on these two great punt returns. Snap is a little high, but handled. Kick is up. It is good. 33-yarder up and good for Grant Bushcutter, and the Stars have their first lead of the night. Two great punt returns result in 3 points here for the Stars as they take the lead with 10:28 to go here in quarter number one. It's 3-0 Kearney Catholic. We'll come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Ogallala. Grant Bushcutter, 33-yard field goal, but really the star of the last two drives has been John Bach with a couple of pretty good punt returns. They had it first and 10 at the 11-yard line. Stars end up backing up a few yards over the course of the three plays that they had and have to settle for the field goal attempt.
Yep, and I mentioned it the first time, Ogallala had to feel pretty good. Kearney Catholic coming away with no points, and then now, like you said, they got down there again. And then they come away with 3 points on this, on two great returns by John Bach.
So Bushcutter will kick it off here, and it's a short kind of pooch kick, short, bouncing around. It is on the ground and going to be falling on at the 30-yard line there by Mitch Reimers. I think they were trying to punch that into an area there wasn't anybody out, and it succeeded. The Indians were able to fall on it maybe just a little bit quicker.
Well, and it's one of those that they kind of talked about some of this on the way down here and stuff that they – we're going to kind of do some of those little pooch, little kicks like that, Randy. And, because Ogallala really falls back to get that big return. And if those other guys, you know, that second group starts to fall back, that's a live football for somebody to jump on.
And it's still not bad field position here. Nope. From the Kearney Catholic perspective. You have a kick in the end zone. It's at the 20. Right here, it's at the 30, and you had a chance to come up with a football. Hoppins is under center. I formation. Cleveland is the fullback. And they're going to run a little counter. He's going to lead the way, but Kearney Catholic is right there. Wow, there is no room to run. In fact, I'm having trouble seeing who ran the ball. It wasn't Raffaele. It wasn't Cleveland. And they're going to scrape somebody up. And I think that's Zink that came across there. Yeah, it's going to be Trenton Zink that actually ends up losing about 3 yards.
Yep. You know, I think it was Chase Murphy that blitzed through there that time, Randy. The guys up front got a, you know, pretty good push for Kearney Catholic. And then Chase Murphy was able to blitz through there, and Nathan Howe was blitzing through there too to, you know, to secure the tackle.
One fullback in the backfield right behind the quarterback. Now Raffaele will come in motion, and running out a naked boot here is going to be Hoppins. Hoppins tries to get the corner, has it across the 30 to about the 33-yard line, and a nice open field tackle there by Harrison Pierce.
Yep, you know, like you said, Harrison did a great job coming up and making an open field tackle. They just kind of faked a toss to the left side, and then they ran a bootleg out to here to the right side. It looked open because, you know, the cornerback on this side kind of sucked in for a ways, and then Harrison Pierce came up and made a nice open field tackle.
You know, third and about six. They are short by about two football lengths of the 35, and they got to get across the 40. Hoppins, there's movement up front and no flag, and now they're going to throw the flag after Kearney Catholic stood up and pointed over there. And we'll see what the call is. It's got to be on the offense.
Yeah, it has to be.
Legal procedure, 5-yard penalty, so that'll push him back, and now it'll be third and about 11. And again, Ogallala has not put the ball in the air yet. I wouldn't be surprised if you see it here on third and about 10 and a half.
And like we mentioned in pregame, Randy, they have some receivers out there that did, you know, pretty well against Cozad. And Coach Harvey was saying that there's a couple guys we really got to watch out for.
Tight formation, but three to the right side. One of them's a stand-up tight end. And they're going to roll out to that right side. They're going to throw it back to the left. It is deflected. Is that a lateral? In any event, Zink picks it up. And they're going to call it incomplete.
Yep.
It was close, and the official had a much better angle than I did.
Yep.
So that is an incomplete pass.
Yeah, and, you know, he just kind of rolled out here to the right side, tried to hit Zink back on the left side over there. It would have been interesting to see what he would have got out of that situation, but incomplete pass anyway.
Kearney Catholic's walking around, and Ogallala, the black jersey's got me. The Indians are pretty much ready to punt. Now Kearney Catholic gets set. Again, Bach is in return formation. And they're trying to kick it away from him, and I don't blame him. And that time it actually hits the turf and goes out of bounds. They angled that for out of bounds, yep. And they hit what they're aiming for at about the 27-yard line.
And like you said, Randy, I don't blame him, you know, to aim it that way, because John's had some really good returns. And, you know, the special teams for Kearney Catholic has done a great job of getting those returns and setting up those walls and everything. And John Box, you know, had some really good returns. So they're aiming it towards the out of bounds just to see what they can get. And he had a good punt, though. Getting it down here to about the 26, 27-yard line.
I think Kearney Catholic has only had three or four snaps on this side of the 50-yard line. They've been in Indian territory all night, but only have a 3-0 lead to show for it here with 7:59 to go in the second quarter. And we have a stoppage, a flag thrown by the official on the line of scrimmage on the far side. It appears somebody lined up offsides. Or it's an illegal substitution, and they're going to call Kearney Catholic for an illegal substitution. I didn't see him huddle.
I didn't either.
And when you don't huddle, it's awfully difficult to have an illegal substitution. You can't break the huddle with too many players, and when you don't huddle.
Yeah, and nobody's coming off.
There's people running on and off after the punt.
Yep, and they just came right up and, you know, went from right there. But anyway, it's a legal substitution, moving them back 5 yards.
So it'll be first and 10 here from Kearney Catholic at about the 22-yard line now. So now they'll put Masker in the shotgun. Two wide outs on the wide side of the field, which is the right. And they'll hand it off to Howe. Off tackle, spins through and has it across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. And he's brought down, I think, there by John Hood it was.
Yeah. And he did a great job, Nathan did, when he got right to the line of scrimmage. They had a little bit of line surge for about 2 or 3 yards, but then Nathan got hit and spun, Randy, and did a really good job of picking up about 8 yards on the play.
Yeah, and we'll call that a gain of 8. I thought it was only about 7, but with the spot, he is across the 30-yard line. And so it'll be now 2nd and about 7. Under center is Masker. Masker's going to hand it off to Howe. Howe, good seam right up the middle, spins, is going to be knocked down just short of the 40-yard line, but he's going to have more than enough for the first down. Again, another gain of 8 for Nathan Howe.
Yep, just taking that deep handoff from John Masker. You know, he's about 7-8 yards deep sometimes there, Randy, and taking that deep handoff, and then he just kind of, you know, goes and he has a certain area that he's probably going towards, but he has a lot of things that he can read. And great line surge by the guys up front from Kearney Catholic.
One of the things I like about Kearney Catholic is when a play works, they will run it time and time again. They might run the same play 3 times in a row if you don't stop it.
Yep, that's for sure.
No sense outthinking yourself.
No.
Tight end to the right side, a wideout on the right side as well. They pitch it out that way for Howe. Howe has a lead blocker, cuts back to the inside, dances, is finally brought down on the backside by the linebacker Cleveland, but not until he has a gain of 10, and he has got enough for the first down. Nose of the football is on the 50, another 10-yard gain for Nathan Howe.
And I think it was Austin Arntz that time, Randy, that he basically pulled and led that block, and Nathan did a great job of just kind of waiting because he got there, and he just kind of put his hand on Austin's back, and then Austin made a nice kick-out block, and Nathan tucked it up and picked up 10 yards.
Used his blocker perfectly, didn't rush it. Nose the football just short of midfield here for Kearney Catholic, 6:39 to go, quarter number 2, 3-0 Stars. Maskers under center. And he's going to throw it out to this left side, caught by James. James slips through, is met at the 30, is breaking one tackle, and finally is pushed out of bounds after he gets down to about the 28-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 22 for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, just a nice little pass out here, like a hitch pass out here, Randy, to Bryce James. And I believe it was John Bach that was out here making the blocks in front of him. But, they noticed that the receiver was out here, but the defensive back was about 12 yards off of him, and he took the ball and just went right up there, red John Box blocking, and then picks up the first down.
Lincoln Southwest leads at Kearney High 14-13. That game is in the second quarter. We deliver the scores. Valentino deliver right to your door. Call them in Kearney as they'll deliver pizza right to you. Swing pass again, this time to James on the right side. Again, pretty effective. He gains about 8 on the play, close to 9. And so Kearney Catholic is, again, marching down the field. They've got it 2nd and short at about the 22-yard line.
Yep, they just did that same play, but they went to the right side. When they have two guys lined up like that, Randy, their safety guy is about 12, 14 yards off. There's one guy covering up the outside guy, but not that slot guy.
And under center again is going to be Masker. He's got a wide out to the right, which is the short side of the field. They'll hand it off to Howe. Howe cuts back, is met at the line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle, jumps over one guy, stumbles, rumbles, and falls inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 9. And so that'll be a 13-yard gain. Nothing fancy about that. That's just, I'm going to bowl you over.
Yep, and like you said, you got a deep handoff again, and those guys up front are knocking some people over because Nathan Howe's kind of jumping over one, stepping on another one, and those guys up front are doing a good job, and Nathan's running extremely hard.
And a timeout being taken here by Ogallala. Why not? If nothing else, stop the momentum. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. 5:17 to go. Quarter number 2. Stars lead it 3-0. But they're marching. They've got it 1st and goal from the 8. And we come back after this.
No, Mom. It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We are in Ogallala, where the Stars right now have a 3-0 lead over the Indians with 5:17 to go in the second quarter. Grant Bushcutter, a 33-yard field goal. Stars have been down here in great field position a couple of times, missed one field goal, made one field goal. Now they need to get a touchdown.
Yeah, they do, Randy. You know, it's one of those, they've been down inside the 10, you know, or right around the 10-yard line three times now, and now they're, you know, got the third opportunity. They need to push this one in.
They've really dominated the game and only up 3-0. Under center is going to be Masker. They're really filling the box. Masker is going to keep it on a bootleg. He's got an angle, and he's got a touchdown. I'm not so sure that's how that was designed. It looked like he missed the handoff, and then he just rolled to the left side, and it faked everybody out, except for one guy that was defending John Bach on the outside, and he just couldn't get there in time as Masker beat him to the end zone, and the Stars now have a 9-0 lead.
Yeah, because Nathan Howe went to the right, you know, like he's going on, you know, like getting a pitch to the right. And John was going back to kind of look like he's trying to hand off to the right side. And anyway, John just took it and went to the left side, you know, because all the momentum was going to the right. And he bootlegged it right on around for the touchdown.
Bushcutter to try the point after. Good snap, good hold. Kick is high and good. It is 10-0, Kearney Catholic. A 9-yard scramble by John Masker on what looked like a broken play, yeah. And the Stars lead it by double digits. 10-0, 4:52 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Long road trip for us tonight as we get out here to the Mountain Time Zone. Kearney Catholic, though, right now has a 10-0 lead, 4:52 to go here, second quarter, and a touchdown is exactly what the doctor ordered. The Stars really have dominated the game on many levels, but now they have a two-score lead finally. Bushcutter to kick things off, and we'll see if they do that pooch thing again. And now, yep, they do. It's a little bit shorter, and it's going to bounce around, and it goes out of bounds by about 4 inches. And that is going to move the ball out to the 40-yard line, is it not?
Yep, that's what I think so, Randy. But yeah, that was, like you said, maybe went out of bounds by, you know, not very
far. I did.
Far.
I mean, that had some backspin on
yes,
it. It didn't roll very much. And if the field had a little bit different crown on it, it may have stayed in bounds.
Yep. Yep. It's one of those that, you know, because the Ogallala guy's going, okay, go out, go out, go out. And it barely did go out of bounds.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic was actually the closest one to the ball when it went out of bounds. But in any event, it did go out of bounds. And it's an illegal procedure penalty, and the ball's at the 35. They must have changed that rule because I thought it was at the 40.
40, yeah.
In any event, it will be first and 10 here for the – well, maybe it's Mountain Time Zone. Maybe that's the adjustment we have to make for the Mountain Time Zone. First and 10 from the 35 here for the Indians, and I hope no one thought that I was serious about that. Shotgun formation here for Hoppins. One back in the backfield, and they're going to hand it off to him, and that's going to be Cleveland. Cleveland with one stiff arm and another, and finally James is able to – force him out of bounds. Nobody could tackle him, but James was able to kind of ride him out of bounds. But he'll have a gain of about, they're going to mark it after a gain. They're moving the ball around so much, I'm not sure where they went.
Okay.
And it's going to be a gain of about two.
Yep.
On the near sideline, the Indians are standing in our way. I couldn't see where he stepped out of bounds. And they kept throwing the ball 5 yards forward, 5 yards back.
Anyway, he took the ball to this, right, like you said, he stiff-armed a couple of guys, Randy. Ran extremely hard. But, steps out of bounds after a gain of about 2 or 3 yards.
Well, there's that team speed on Kearney Catholic's defense because there was a lot of guys coming there. Man in motion across the formation is going to be Zink. And now he's going to slow down, I formation, hand it off to the fullback up the middle. That's going to be Cleveland. And Cleveland is going to get close to a first down here as he's going to gain a good 5.5 yards or so. They're going to be short by about 1.5 yards.
Yep, you know, they had Cleveland at the fullback position. They kind of faked that toss going left and just gave it back to Cleveland coming back underneath there, Randy. And, you know, Cleveland runs extremely hard. You mentioned it at the beginning. You know, he averages about 4 yards a carry. And he picks up about 5, 5.5 on that one.
Rolling across the formation, Braxton Bellamy telling the defensive lineman, don't give up anything. Let's stop him right here. It's going to be 3rd and about 1.5 yards. Pistol formation for Hoppins. And they have a little discombobulation. Reverse here for Zink. Zink in the backfield. Mestel misses the tackle. So does Hammack. And finally, Holtmeyer knocks him out of bounds after he crosses the 50 and then the 40-yard line. So Kearney Catholic was an eyelash away from knocking that back for no gain or actually a loss. But in any event, they're able to bring it across the 50-yard line. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds way up at the 47-yard line. More than enough for the first down.
Yep. Yep. Like you said, at the beginning there, Andy, it kind of looked like it was just a kind of a messed up play because they were kind of trying to give it to one guy. They finally got it off.
They ran into the other running back. Yep. Ran into the other running back, and that's not how you run that.
No. And then he gave it back to Zink coming around the left side for Ogallala's left, and Tyler Mestel was right there to make the play, but couldn't quite get it done. But he ends up picking up the first down, Ogallala does.
So in Kearney Catholic territory, Hoppins is in shotgun formation here. And he'll hand it off to Cleveland. Cleveland hit by Hammack. And also in on the tackle is going to be Dennis Cabanting. Cleveland is able to push the pile forward for a gain of about 1.5 yards. But a good defensive play by both Arredondo and Hammack.
Yep, both of them right there. Like you said, Randy, at the, you know, when Cleveland got the football, he you know, runs extremely hard, you know, to even pick up that 2 yards right there. But Kearney Catholic had that play pretty well designed out.
So with his heels on the 50-yard line, right in the middle of the big orange O, is going to be Hoppins in the shotgun formation. He calls out the count here. And he's going to drop back to pass. Pressure coming. Has to roll out to his right. Still running. Throws it in underneath. Going to be caught. And the tackle is going to be made. And we have a late flag that comes down. As Harrison Pierce made the tackle as the ball was caught by Zink on this right side. And we'll see what the flag was. I didn't see anything on the tackle. They're going to say there's a face mask. They're going to add 5 yards onto the tackle. But it's not the 15-yard. It's just the inadvertent face mask.
And he did a good, you know, their quarterback that time, Randy, he did a great job, you know, coming out of there. And basically, you know, buying some time did Hoppins, you know, buying some time there because they had some pressure, Kearney Catholic did, on him. And he rolled out here to this right side, hits the receiver, and the receiver ends up taking the ball down to about the 35. But, you know, with the penalty, it's going to be down about the 29-yard line.
So clock is stopped with 2:11 to go here. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Now it starts. Shotgun here for Hoppins. Only back in the backfield is Hoppins. Long count. Trips to the left. Pressure coming. Cabanting trying to make the sack. Oh, can't. But here comes a whole galaxy of stars. Finishing off the play here is going to be Nick Dowling. Dowling makes the tackle. Arredondo was the first one there. And I think we got a timeout here for Ogallala to stop the clock with 1:48 to go. The clock has stopped. I don't know why unless somebody's called the timeout.
Referee timeout for something, but
well, it certainly benefits Ogallala.
Yeah, there's something with the clock, it looks like, or
yeah,
something.
They're talking to the they started the clock, and I think they should have, but maybe I'm wrong after that penalty on Kearney Catholic. Maybe it should not have started, and there will be more time put on the clock plus the stoppage of the clock here, which would be a double benefit. Because the guys to my right messed up.
Yeah. Yep. And anyway, you know, Kearney Catholic did a great job on that one, Randy, getting penetration right off the bat. And I think it was Nick Dowling that eventually brought him down, but, you know, and gets the sack on that play. Now we got a lot of time on the clock.
I don't think they meant to have 15 minutes, 60 seconds. Which would be 60 minutes if you do the math.
Yeah.
There we go. 1:56. Yeah, so they put a fair amount of money back on the clock, stop it, and they get a free timeout here for Ogallala. This could not have gone any better for the Indians. So minute 50 to go here, and it's going to be first and second and about 19. Under center is going to be Hoppins. Hoppins drops back, has time to throw, throws it in underneath. Sliding catch made just short of the 30-yard line. And so that'll be a gain of about 8. And now they'll actually have to use one of their timeouts to actually have the stoppage here. Minute 32 to go. It'll be second and 14 from about the 29. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, plenty of time left here for the Ogallala Indians. They'll have it third and 11 from about the 31-yard line. Have one timeout left at a minute 31. And, well, if they got that timeout, remember they stopped the clock on any first down, so that'll give them a little extra time. So the Stars certainly not out of the woods here yet.
No, they're not, Randy. But yeah, like we mentioned before, you know, when they had trouble with the clock, Kearney Catholic on the second play, you know, or on the first play, got a good sack there. So now this kind of brings up third down and 11 on that situation. But it was a lot of the things that were happening in that backfield for Ogallala. It looked like a kind of a play that wasn't designed that way. And now they got.
I think they might have started the clock again.
Yep. Because it was minute 32 when they called the timeout.
Yeah, so they'll put 8 seconds back on the clock. I'm with you. It'll be about a minute 32.
But anyway, now it's going to be third and 11 for Ogallala right now at about the 31-yard line.
So it'll be 1:32 that they're putting on the clock as they punch it in. The officials are giving the sign to start the clock.
Yeah.
But what they mean is to start the
25-second clock. Yep.
There is no 25-second clock. The only guy that counts to 25 seconds
is the guy in the back.
Is the guy in the back row. So, I don't know. It's just one of those things that does make it confusing for the volunteers running score clocks across the state when that happens. So mm-hmm. Minute 32 on the clock, third and 11 from the 31-yard line. And shotgun formation here for Hoppins. Cleveland is with him, and now we have another stoppage.
So now they got to put the clock back to minute 32.
Yeah, they started the clock again. In any event, let's get you updated on a few scores here. McCook is leading in Grand Island Northwest 14-0. Hastings over Scott's Bluff out in Scott's Bluff 14-0 as well. That game is on our sister station on KHAS. So minute 32 to go. And the clock will start on the snap. Hoppins has it. A little pressure coming. Has to roll to his right. Tucks it, runs, and is going to be wrapped up by Cabanting. And he will not get back to the original line of scrimmage on the play. So that'll be a sack for the big man, Dennis Cabanting.
Yep, and, coming on the backside was, I think, Nick Dowling, and kind of pushed him to come to this right side here, Randy. And, he ends up, his quarterback has to scramble on that situation, and Dennis Cabanting ends up getting the sack on the play.
So it's going to be fourth and about 13 here. Clock still moving. We're now inside of 1 minute to go. Fourth and 13. They are not in punt formation from about the 34-yard line. They're going to get right at the 20. Shotgun here for Hoppins. Hoppins rolls to his left, has a lead blocker out there in Cleveland. A little pressure coming now from Kearney Catholic, and a little bit of room to run out here for Hoppins. Hoppins is going to be tackled at about the 15-yard line, and he'll have enough for the first down. Nice little scramble of about 16, 17 yards.
Yep.
And the ball went out of bounds, so I'm sure that this clock will stay stopped until they snap it for first and 10. From about the 17-yard line.
And he did a good job. Hoppins did a good job here because he rolled to the left side, Randy. They had trips to the left side, and there was nobody open. Kearney Catholic did a really good job there. And then he got going back here to the right side, And then it was just kind of a foot race, and then Harrison Pierce had to come up and end up making the tackle. But Hoppins did a great job of improvising there and getting picking up the first down.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. I did not see who called the timeout. Was it Ogallala using their last one or Kearney Catholic? I think it was. Makes more sense to be Ogallala. And they stopped the clock with 37 seconds left. And, you know, again, late in the year, you probably run your offense enough in those Thursday drills, that your two-minute offense, that you feel a little bit more comfortable not calling timeout here and just kind of getting things implemented. But they're forced to call the timeout, even though there was going to be a stoppage to move the chains.
Yep, and just one of those things you want to make sure, because you're down here, you know, inside the striking distance right now at the 17-yard line. You want to make sure of this play.
Shotgun formation here for Hoppins. Be crucial for Kearney Catholic if they can keep him out of the score, out of the end zone. Hoppins drops back the pass, a little bit of pressure coming, steps up, jump pass in the middle, and is it caught? There's a slide there, no indication, and they're going to mark it. It's going to be a gain all the way out to the 17-yard line. That's a gain of 14, and I think it was Zink who made the catch.
Yeah, it was Zink sliding underneath there as Hoppins was under pressure. And, you know, and then Hoppins basically was one of those, you know, did a great job of improvising and throwing that ball down the field and caught the pass, you know, about 7 yard line. Is that where it's at, Randy, or five?
And we're putting another second on the clock, giving Ogallala a timeout here. Well, they're having the opportunity to huddle and collect things. I mean, this is working to Ogallala's favor big time. They're going to put 24 seconds on the clock. So that play took 1 second.
Yeah. So I don't know what the...
How is that humanly possible? So it would be first and goal from about the 2 on a play that took 2 seconds. They gained 17 yards. They wind the clock, and now they're going to clock it. Why? I don't know why. So now there's 21 seconds left. It'll be second and goal from the 4.
So that play took a little longer.
That play took longer than the one that gained 10 yards. Well, I mean, don't blame the guys running the clock because they were told to do what they did.
Yep, exactly.
So 21 seconds here, second and goal from the 4. Plenty of time here for Ogallala, especially if they want to run the football a couple of times. Throw the football a couple of times. Hoppins squatting down low, dropping back to pass, rolling to his right, throws it in underneath, and it is nearly intercepted by Harrison Pierce, but he was able to knock it away from Trenton Zink as it falls incomplete.
Yep, you know, Hoppins just kind of rolled out there to the right side. Trenton kind of sat down in the middle there, Randy, about the hash mark in the end zone, and he had another receiver out here to his right side. He was looking for him, but I think it was Bryce James that had the coverage out here on this side. He did a great job, and Harrison Pierce had enough just to get the hand on the ball to get it knocked down.
So now I formation here for Hoppins on third and goal from the 4. No wideouts at all. One in the slot on the right side. They're going to hand it off to Cleveland. And did Cleveland get in the end zone? He did not. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. It's fourth down. 7 seconds. 6, 4. They haven't gone under center yet. 2, 1. They run the quarterback sneak. A lot of pressure coming from Kearney Catholic. And the defense with the Stars holds. Goal line stand at the end of the second quarter for Kearney Catholic, and they'll head in the locker room leading it 10-0. Give Ogallala the credit. They knew how much time they had. They knew they could run the ball 2 times. They got 2 plays off, but Kearney Catholic was able to jump the snap count because if they waited any longer, it would have run to 0.
Yep. Yeah, exactly right. You know, Nathan Howe, I think, blitzed also Randy from that linebacker position. Him and 44 for Kearney Catholic. Chase Murphy was in there, you know, and then Dennis Cabanning was in there blowing everything up. Him and Nick Brungart in there blowing everything up right in the middle.
Well, 10-0, Kearney Catholic, after a fairly dramatic goal line stand at the end of the second quarter, and the Stars lead at 10-0. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation.
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Ogallala. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. The Stars are up here 10-0. They scored all 10 points in their second quarter. Couple of great punt returns for John Bach. Put Kearney Catholic in great field position twice. Didn't really get anything out of that as Grant Bushcutter missed a 33-yard field goal. Excuse me, a 27-yard field goal. But then Bushcutter did get the scoring started the next drive as Kearney Catholic was able to capitalize with Bushcutter's 33-yard field goal with 10:23 to go in quarter number two. That made it 3-0. And then best drive of the day here for Kearney Catholic. John Masker was able to capitalize on what looked like a broken play, was able to scramble in from 9 yards out on a naked boot that wasn't designed to be a naked boot. And the point after by Bushcutter was good. 4:52 to go in quarter number two. It was 10-0. But give Ogallala credit, they marched down the field. A couple of weird timing things gave them essentially a couple of extra timeouts to get things together, but they still ran out of time. In the final 10 seconds, they ran a fullback trap right up the middle. Kearney Catholic was able to stop them at the one-yard line just before the end of the second quarter. Kearney Catholic was able to jump the count, stuff the quarterback on the quarterback sneak, and time expires on the turnover on downs. Kearney Catholic's defense holds at the goal line, and it is 10-0 here at intermission. And Kearney Catholic really kind of dominated the first half. It probably, deserves to be two scores ahead in the game. But Ogallala, boy, that was awfully close. Almost was able to come back and make some pretty good hay. And tip your hat to them because they knew what they had to do, and they answered the bell.
Yeah, they did, And Hoppen did a great job of doing some scrambling there, Randy, on a lot of those plays in that last 4.5 minutes there. He, at times he was rolling to his left, nothing there, and coming all the way back to his right side and picking up some key first downs, and picking up some yardage here and there, on those scramble situations. And then they gave it to Cleveland a couple of times, and, that guy's just tough to bring down, and that's what they tried to do. With about 10 seconds, 11 seconds to go, they tried to do a little fullback right up the middle, and he got it down to the one, and then they tried to just do a little quarterback sneak type thing right as the time expired. And like you said, Kearney Catholic did a great job, anticipating the count and, blitzing in there and getting, basically penetration from a lot of different people up front and the linebackers that blitzed in that situation, and they stuffed him. Right then and there, it makes it 10-0. But like you said, before that, Kearney Catholic had basically dominated the game as far as moving the football and just not coming away with some points. They were down at one time down inside the to about the 10-yard line, had an illegal procedure call and got them back to the 15. Then they had an incomplete pass and they ran a play, didn't gain too many yards on that, and all of a sudden it's 3rd and about 12. And it had an incomplete pass there, and then came away with no points at that. And Ogallala had to be feeling kind of good. They dodged kind of a situation that Kearney Catholic very easily kind of got that ball into the end zone. But it was just a couple of illegal procedures calls that got them pushed back, and Ogallala stiffened up on that one and kind of kept them out of the end zone. And then, you know, Kearney Catholic, again, got it all the way down there, had that opportunity to, again, came away with 3 points on a 33-yard field goal by Grant Bushcutter. And then the next time they got the ball, they marched it right down the field. And what looked to us, it would be interesting to ask, you know, some of the guys in Maskers on that play, you know, where he was he trying to get it to Howe, or was it a designed bootleg? It didn't really look like a bootleg to us. It looked like John Matzker just went, and just
somebody went
around
the wrong direction.
Yeah. Took off and went around the left end for the touchdown.
I don't know if it was quarterback. I don't know if it was running back, but yep, somebody went the wrong direction. In any event, that worked out. The football gods, as it were, smiled on Kearney Catholic there. Ogallala got a couple of breaks in terms of some timing on their final drive, but still ran out of time. And Kearney Catholic was able to hold on fourth and goal, final play of the second quarter, and it is 10-0. We mentioned the two scoring plays, the field goal by Bushcutter, the 9-yard run by Masker. It is 10-0. Here are some statistics for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Ogallala. Ogallala as a team has run the ball 20 times for 40 yards. Leading the way is Brody Cleveland. He has 5 carries for 20 yards. Britton Hoppins been sacked, and I put those as rushing yards when he sacked. He had that nice 20-yard run out there, but only twice in his 7 carries has he actually gained yards. He has 11 yards on 7 carries. Brandon Raffaele has carried the ball 5 times for 2 yards. Trenton Zink has run a couple of jet sweeps. Those 2 carries have netted him a total of 7 yards. Chris Gallegos carried the ball 1 time for no yards. So as we mentioned, 20 carries for 40 yards for Ogallala, and had 30 yards in the air as well. 3-6 passing was Britton Hoppins. So a total of 70 yards of offense for Ogallala, most of those on their final drive of the first half. For Kearney Catholic, also 3-6 in the air is John Masker. He's got 32 yards rushing the football. 25 yards for Masker, including that 9-yard carry on four. He's carried the ball 4 times, has a 9-yard touchdown, total of 25 yards. And Nathan Howe has 10 carries for 66 yards. Bryce James has 1 carry for 4 yards. So Kearney Catholic has carried the ball 16 times for 95 yards. So 95 yards on the ground, 32 yards in the air. So that is 127 yards of total offense compared to 70 for Ogallala. And again, most of those yards for Ogallala, 65 of those, came on that final drive, but they couldn't quite capitalize, as it's 10-0 here at halftime. Kearney Catholic with the lead over the Ogallala Indians. The Indians will have the ball first to start the second half. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a quick break. We'll check scores from around the state. We come back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
And welcome back here to Ogallala. Kearney Catholic with a 10-0 lead over the Indians. Ogallala will get the ball back to start the second half. Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Let's check some scores for you from around the area. And we'll check, first of all, in Class A, Kearney has got another touchdown here in the third quarter. So now the Bearcats at home lead Lincoln Southwest 20-14 in Class A. Elsewhere, North Platte is leading at home against Lincoln High 14-10. Bernie Madison looking to go 2-0 on the season. So good luck to Bernie. We kind of like Bernie. Yeah. In Class B, it is Seward leading in Crete 17-14. McCook with a 14-0 lead over Grand Island Northwest. That game is in the second quarter. Hastings has the lead at Scotts Bluff now 21-14. That game is on our sister station, KHAS. Adams Central is trailing Sydney. The Red Raiders have a 16-0 lead over the Patriots. No report yet between Lexington and Holdridge. Of course, that's going to be one of those games that Kearney Catholic fans are going to be looking forward to at the end of the year when Holdridge comes into town. Elsewhere, it's Broken Bow with a 20-12 lead in St. Paul over the Wildcats. Arlington losing to Pierce. Pierce at home 21-0 over Arlington. That game is in the third quarter. Ord right now is trailing at Central City 14-7. The Bison have the lead there. We just mentioned it again. Kearney Catholic with a 10-0 lead over Ogallala here at halftime. Elsewhere, Grand Island Central Catholic at home with the lead over Milford Dorchester 10-0. Again, that game is where we at in the second quarter. In Class C2, North Platte St. Pat's, fresh off their win last week against Dauphin Trumbull. They are rolling. The clock is running here against Wood River as St. Pat's has a 55-0 lead over Wood River. That game will be over with very shortly with that running clock. Sutton with a 46-7 lead over Thayer Central. The clock's running there as well. Yeah, Battle Creek over Oakland Craig, 14-6. That game is in the third. St. Cecilia leads over Hershey, 28-0. That game was supposed to be a pretty good tester for St. Cecilia. Well, they're certainly passing that test as they lead it 28-0 at Hershey, not too far from down the road here. And that game is on our sister station, KHAS. I misspoke earlier. The Hastings High game is on our other ESPN station, 1550 KICS. I knew we had both games. I just forgot what call signs. It's Gibbon who has a narrow lead over Bayard. The Buffaloes leading at 13-12. They're now in the third quarter out in Bayard. So good luck to the Buffaloes in that one. No report yet between Ravenna and Cambridge, one of those local scores that we haven't heard back on yet. Axtell with a 41-6 lead over Dundee County Stratton. That game is in the third quarter. Blue Hill and Brooding Davenport Shickley. Blue Hill with a 15-14 lead over BDS in the third quarter. That game is on the breeze, 94-5 for your enjoyment, and that's a pretty good football game. 15-14, Blue Hill leading at Brooding Davenport Shickley. Elsewhere, it's Guardian Angels Central Catholic, 34-18 leads over High Plains Community High School. Clarkson Lee, 42-14 over Wakefield in Class D1. Haven't heard yet from Elm Creek and Perkins County just yet, as well as a few other games that we haven't heard from yet. Elsewhere, Medicine Valley and Overton are tied at 8 in the third quarter. Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and Heartland Lutheran tied at 6. That game was also in the third quarter. And Lawrence Nelson is trailing Kennesaw. The Blue Devils with a 43-8 lead over Lawrence Nelson. That game is in the second quarter. And on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Remember that we'll deliver the scores, and Valentino's of Kearney will deliver pizza right to your door. Just give them a call for delivery in the Kearney area. Once again, the Kearney Catholic Stars with a 10-0 lead here over the Ogallala Indians. We'll be back to Ogallala and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Ogallala, as they apparently have one of those old dance camps. They got the little dancers out there. They also have one of the best bands this part of the state. And by the way, any high school band that can really pull off the Who, they're all right with me.
Yeah, definitely. They sounded good. They did. Randy, he really did.
They did a nice job with that. They've always, for whatever reason, they've had a pretty good band tradition here at Ogallala. Also, pretty good football tradition. But right now, Kearney Catholic, that last drive doesn't make it feel quite so much like Kearney Catholic's dominated. And until that final drive, they held them only 5 yards of total offense. They got 64 and a half yards on that final drive and couldn't quite get in the end zone. The goal line stand by the Stars on fourth and one in the final second of the second quarter. And the Stars hold on. They're still holding on to that shutout. And they lead it now by a score of 10 to nothing. And again, Ogallala is going to get the ball first to start the second half. And offensively, they have a little offensive momentum.
Yeah, they do. You know, and you know, right off the bat, they'll get the football here in the second half, Randy. But, you know, if you take that into what they did, you know, those last 4.5 minutes of the second quarter there, they did a good job of moving that football on Kearney Catholic. One thing we forgot to kind of mention was, and we mentioned it, but, you know, if we went total stats on everything, you know, and you throw John Bach's return yards in there, oh, my. You know, that's why we, you know, Bushcutter and I were here sitting there going, you know, Kearney Catholic's kind of dominated it. You look at the, you know, yardage and you're going, well, that's not the whole lot. But yet, if you throw those return yards in there by John Bach, you know, they're well over 200 and some yards of total offense in the first half. And, you know, those yards are huge because John returned that football sometimes down around the 20-yard line, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So that
was one of them was all the way down to the 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them was taken all the way down to the 11.
So if you throw that in there, that's why we were saying, you know, that Kearney Catholic had really looked like they dominated up to that 4.5-minute mark. They really, really did. And like you said, they got about 64, Ogallala did about 64, 65 yards of that during that time right there at that last 4.5.
We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the Stars will be kicking off to the Indians, leading it 10 to nothing. Kearney Catholic with the lead. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back. Still have about 3 minutes before we kick this one off as Kearney Catholic will be doing the honors here, as we mentioned. And again, it kind of gives me an opportunity to kind of mention something that I hope you, if you're a Kearney Catholic faithful or not, if you're listening, you'd be interested in the 8th Annual Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run that is coming up on September 28th. It'll be at 5 o'clock over at Yanny Park. A little bit different time. Traditionally, this has been kind of right before school starts. Well, it's going to be part of the homecoming weekend, in part because, well, we didn't have a place to run it because there were other 5Ks going on. Registration forms are available at kearneycatholic.org. And again, if you sign up by the 10th, you'll receive a free T-shirt. So you have a few days to get that done. Registrations are $15. It is a major fundraiser for the Kearney Catholic Activities Association. It is a great family event. There is a kids' fun run, and I got a tweet from Buck Mahoney, who really has fun as a kid running a mile. But apparently, there are some that enjoy that. But bring the whole family. In fact, if you have a family of four, instead of it being $60, it's only $50. I know some of the football players and some other athletes are going to walk it and that sort of thing, so they can participate in it as well. It is a great day of community and a great opportunity to remember a wonderful young lady, Lizzie Stratton, the Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run, 8th Annual, Sunday, September 28th, 5 o'clock at Yanny Park. And again, registrations are available at kearneycatholic.org.
Yeah, and it's a great, you know, fundraiser for Kearney Catholic. But like you said, Randy, you know, to really remember Lizzie and what she, you know, she meant to a lot of people there in Kearney Catholic's family and everything, you know, is nice also.
Anytime you can spend some time with the Stratton family, it's a good evening.
Yep.
It really, really is. So we're just about ready to get things started here in the second half. The Stars, last two plays, a little bit of defensive momentum, but the offensive momentum for Ogallala, yep, as they They had a fourth down conversion on a quarterback scramble. Another rollout by Britton where he's able to kind of dump it off in traffic with a jump pass. You kind of see that this kid is a pretty good quarterback both teams have been able to stay away from the turnover bug. That could be a factor here in the second half. It certainly was week one for Ogallala where they gave up two defensive touchdowns to Cozad.
Yep. And it's been a very good game, Randy, as far as a game that's been moving. It's clean. It's, you know, both teams are hitting hard and going at it and stuff. But it's been a very clean football game. Both teams, you know, up front are very, very big and going at each other and stuff. But Ogallala's got a little bit of offensive momentum that last 4.5 minutes, you know, and they're going to get the football here to start the second half.
Don't forget that after the Friday Night Lights go dark, tune in to the CPI Mr. Tire Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Scores, wrap-ups, interviews, commentary right after the Classic Hits 98.9 FM High School Game of the Week. Over the air at KKPR 98.9 FM on KHAS 1230 AM and streaming live at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can also get all of our high school games we have here on Platte River Radio, all of our stations at PlatteRiverPreps.com. There's also an ESPN Superstation app that you can get from the Droid Market as well as the Apple Store in just one click, and you can also have our high school streaming games as well. Bush Cutter set to kick things off here. Stars lead at 10-0, and so Ogallala will get it. Low line drive kick, bouncing around, goes off the legs of one of the Indians, and it will go out of bounds. And so it goes out of bounds on the kickoff, but it went off one of the legs, and it's inside the 19-yard line, and the Stars definitely will take that. That could have taken a funny bounce.
Yeah.
And given, you know, Carney County just doesn't want Ogallala to be out in space with the football.
Yep, that definitely. You know, they've done a couple of those where they just did those little high little pooch kicks, Randy, and you could see Ogallala moving up on that. And then that time Grant guy did a nice line kind of kick, and it went off one of the Ogallala people, and it's going to be out of bounds about the 19-yard line.
Well, the ball was going down the hash, hit his leg, and took a left turn out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. So that's what will be 1st and 10 here for Ogallala. They moved the ball 64 yards on their last drive. Under center is going to be Hoppins. One back in the backfield, man in motion coming across, and they're going to pitch it out to here. That's Raffaele. Raffaele comes off tackle, and Creighton Hammock got off of his block and is able to stand him up and set him down right at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, they ran him in motion from his left side and just tossed him the ball, Randy, and he had great momentum coming around this to the right side for Ogallala, and Creighton Hammock did a really good job of shucking the blocker and then making a nice open field tackle.
He was able to keep his guy engaged but kept that guy from getting into his wheelhouse and was able to get rid of him and then be able to pick up and then set down Raffaele. Raffaele's in the eye behind Cleveland. Hoppins is under center, one wide out to the right. They're going to hand it off to Raffaele, off tackle on that left side, and he gets across the line of scrimmage. And no, there was a lot of guys in there doing a little knifing around at his feet. Didn't see who got him, but he'll gain about 2 yards on the play. He'll set up 3rd and 7.
Yep, nice job. I think it was Nathan Howell was in there on that tackle, Randy, coming up from his middle linebacker. They just gave it to him, you know, kind of deep. Let's see what Raffaele can come up with. If he can get it, you know, get through that middle or something, and see what he can do on the and break something. But Nathan Howard did a great job of getting him down.
Got a little bit better spot than I thought. Maybe actually gained about 3 on the play. So this is going to set up 3rd and 6. No backs in the backfield, but Raffaele is coming in motion. Hoppins will fake the pitch, drop back to pass, will lob it. There's pressure out on that left side, and it is almost intercepted by Bryce James. They lobbed it out there. Man-to-man coverage out there for Bach, and then James on that left side was able to come in and help with the pass over to Parker, and James almost came away with the interception. That was almost another pick six.
Yep, and, you know, they brought Raffaele in motion to this side, Randy, and they had a guy that went out on a pass on the left side, and he just kind of lofted that up there, and like you said, Bryce James came up very fast, just about picked it off.
Becky is in punt formation, and this one is a high short kick. Carney Catholic's going to have to get away from it, and they are. It's going to bounce short of the 40-yard line, and then we'll take a little Carney Catholic bounce to about the 38. That's a 15-yard punt by a pretty good punter who was just so worried about making sure John Bach wasn't able to catch that ball in space like he's been doing all night.
Yep. And on the last punt that he had before that, Randy, we mentioned that he kind of angled it. And as one of those, I think he was trying to angle it again, and he just got underneath it and just kicked it extremely high up in the air. But they, like you said, they were trying to keep it away from John Bach as much as possible.
Shotgun formation here for Masker. Howe is just going to be off to his left. He has two wide outs to the right, two to the left. Hard count here for Masker. Hands it off to Howe. Howe up the middle and had a little trouble with the handle, but was able to secure the football as he'll gain maybe about a yard and a half, and that's about it.
Yep, just one of those little bit of a high snap, and Masker did a great job of getting the ball and getting it into Nathan Howe, and Nathan Howe taking it up the middle. But, you know, it looked like to me that time Randy Ogallala was blitzing, you know, both of those linebackers to try to stop that little play that Kearney Catholic's had. We've mentioned it before. When Kearney Catholic finds something, they'll run it, and they'll run it, and they'll run it again until, you know, you do stop it.
Masker again in the shotgun. Masker's going to keep it after faking the handoff. Up the middle, has a little bit of a seam, and then gets tripped up as he gets a gain of about five or six by Grant Packard. And he still lunges forward just a little bit more. So we'll call it a gain of six here. And it's going to be third. Well, let's call it a gain of five because it's going to set up now third and about four and a half.
Yep. And, you know, this time they faked that handoff to Nathan Howe going up the middle. And then John tried to boot it to this left side, picked up, you know, about 4 yards on the play. 3.5, 4 yards on the play, but Ogallala did a good job of coming up there and getting ready to play some football this second half. Randy.
A little confusion for Kearney Catholic, so they call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 9:42 to go, third quarter, 10-0 Stars. They'll have it third and five from the Ogallala 33 when we come back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Kearney Catholic still had some time left on the play clock, but they weren't sure what they wanted to do and what was getting done. So instead of making a mistake, they called a timeout. So welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Third and five here. Shotgun for Masker. Masker is going to keep it. Fakes the pitch. Takes it off tackle. And he's going to be awfully close. And a very late flag comes in at the end of that tackle. It looks to me like Kearney Catholic has enough for the first down. That flag could be anything. It could be a hold. It could be a face mask. Thrown in that mass of humanity, it could be almost anything. I didn't see anything, but so it could be almost anything.
Yeah, little face mask, they said.
Yeah. So. I did not see them give the personal foul mark on that. So it'll be a five-yard penalty. Added on to the five-yard run by Masker, and the Stars have enough for the first down. Even without the penalty, I think they would have had enough.
I think so,
but
too.
But now they've got plenty. As the ball is inside the 15-yard line, will be first and 10 for Kearney Catholic.
And nice job that time. You know, Matsker running the option. They did that a lot last week, and they pitched it a lot of time. This time the guy took Nathan Howe, and so John just tucked it up and picked up the first down and then gets more on the face mask.
I misspoke. It's inside the 25. Masker's under center. Deep hand off to Howe. Howe right off tackle. Is stood up, leans the ball forward to about the 21-yard line. That's a gain of four.
Yep, just a, you know, straight ahead run. You know, he gets that ball deep, 7-8 yards deep, Randy, and you're relying on those big boys up front, which they're doing a great job of getting some line surge, and he ends up picking up about 4 yards on the play.
What is the line from Remember the Titans? As effective as Novocaine. It just kind of 4 yards a crack, it just puts you to sleep.
And you're right, and that's exactly what they're doing here right now.
So, again, only back in the backfield is going to be Howe. Everybody's checking the wristbands here. Kearney Catholic had to call timeout once on this drive. The countdown is going on, and we have whistles, and Kearney Catholic has to call another timeout. Twice on this drive, they were having a little bit of confusion. Twice Kearney Catholic's called timeout. It's second and six from the 22. 8:38 to go here. Third quarter, Stars up by 10, but a little offensive confusion. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Stars, a little offensive confusion. Now they're moving the chains, but they've had to call two timeouts on this drive.
Yeah, they have, you know, and they had a couple guys going in different, you know, and John Masters running over there, you know, and they're looking at their wristbands and they were going in different directions. And then Kearney Catholic head coach Dave Colling just goes, nah, just give me a timeout.
Only back in the backfield is Howe. He is deep in the eye. They fake the handoff. He throws it in underneath, and the pass is going to be deflected right back into his face. And that one stuck into the hands a little bit of John Masker.
Yep, because, you know, he came out there and rolled out here to his left, and he really wanted Harrison Pierce or Bryce James down into the end zone area. And Ogallala did a good job of rolling their coverage over into that area as John rolled out to his left side there. And then he had a couple of guys tight ends underneath, and that's what he wanted to do. But like you said, it kind of stuck there, and then he ended up getting it batted down.
So Yeager with the knockdown here, and it's going to be third and about six. It's a lateral, and now Howe's going to throw. He's got a man wide open. Is it caught in the end zone? They call it incomplete.
Yep.
A little bit short. They were trying to connect with Mestel. The halfback pass is just a little bit short, and now it's fourth down.
Yep. And they did, well, you know, they kind of tossed it out there on a – to Nathan Howe, I believe it was, that threw the ball, Randy.
Yes, it was.
Everybody came running up hard, and then they snuck a guy deep, and Nathan Howe threw one there just a little bit short, and they called it incomplete as the ball hit the ground.
And that looks like the right call to me. Well, Bushcutter is going to try the field goal here. The ball will be spotted at about the 28, so this is a 38-yard field goal attempt. 10-0 Stars. The snap is down. The kick is up. It has the distance. And it is good. 38-yard field goal by Grant Bushcutter makes it now 13-0 with 8:30 to go here in the third quarter. Stars with a 13-point lead. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, a 38-yard field goal by Grant Bushcutter will put the Stars up by a couple of touchdowns, but not two touchdowns or two extra points. So the Stars still, they got a little work to do here still.
Yeah, they do.
So Bushcutter will kick it off, and it is a high kick, their first straight kick, and it's down to about the one-yard line. And with a little room to run out there is going to be Gallegos. And Gallegos is going to be met at about the 15-yard line, a traditional kickoff for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah.
And a nice one by Bushcutter. It took him all the way. The momentum nearly took him in the end zone. I think his shoulder pads were in the end zone, but the football wasn't.
Exactly.
It was just that close, and he's able to get it out across about the 17-yard line, and that'll be the worst field position for Ogallala to start a drive after a kickoff.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they've mixed it up. They've done a little bit of those little pooch ones, Randy, and they did a line drive one to start the second half, and now, you know, Grant, you know, put his foot into it because, you know, every time they kept on moving up a little bit closer, a little bit farther up, and then he put his foot into that one and drove him all the way back there.
High formation as Hoppins is under center at about the 17-yard line. And they'll hand it off here to the I-back, and no room to run at all for Brandon Raffaelli. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is going to be just about it.
Yeah, that time on that right side, Dennis Cabanning did a great job. I believe Braxton Bellamy was in on there getting that on that side, and then Dan Owen did the kind of the cleanup work, you know, coming in there, flying in from his outside linebacker position.
We moved that about the length of the football is all we got done on that play. Again, it's going to be Hoppins under center. Nope, now he's going to back up. No, he's under center now as he moves back up there. A lot of guys just to his left, man in motion. One back in the backfield right behind him, and they're going to pitch it out that way. It's on the ground, and making a dive to come up with the ball is Cleveland. And Cleveland just had to make what he could out of that. Now just make sure he didn't lose the football.
Yep. You know, and down in that territory, that's exactly what you want to do. You know, at the 17-yard line, you know, it was one of those snaps that was a little out in front of him. You know, a pitch that was a little out in front of him. Ball's on the turf, and he did a great job just getting on the football.
Yeah, don't be a hero, son. Yep. Just make sure that we got third down. And it's going to be third down and a scant over 10 yards to go here. And so they're going to put Hoppins in the shotgun. He's got two wideouts to his right, running back just to his right, another two wideouts to the left. And it looks like they're trying to set something up. They'll throw it out that left side. It sails on him a little bit as he's trying to connect with Raffaelli. Really, no one was open anywhere. And that might have been just, I'm going to throw that to the guy selling popcorn.
Yep.
And hand the ball off to my punter.
Yeah, and then just one of those, you know, if Raffaelli makes a great catch and stuff, but sailing over his head like that. But, you know, Carney Catholic did a great job, you know, dropping back into their coverages there. And, you know, he had to get it into that spot. And that was a very difficult pass there.
Brady Holtmeyer is at the near 40, Bach at the far 40, and a high kick, and I mean high, by Beckius, and it's going to hit the turf at about the 40-yard line and go out of bounds about right there as he angled it out over there. And John Bach said, I'm not going to be able to return that one very far. There's no sense in me risking turning the ball over. And they're going to say the ball is at the 41-yard line here.
Yep, and like you said, nice punt, you know, because by the time he's standing back there, he's standing about his 5-yard line and gets a nice punt off, and, you know, Kearney Catholic's going to have a decent field position, but it's one of those that he kind of made sure that he got it good and high so his guys could get down there, and then maybe John Bach doesn't get a return, which he didn't.
6:44 to go, third quarter, 13-0 Stars. Shotgun formation here for Masker. He's going to take the snap, fake the handoff, go right up the middle, and he's going to be across the 45 to about the 45.5-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 5 on the play.
Yep, coming in motion, Bryce James coming in motion from right to left, and then he fakes the handoff to Nathan Howe, and then he, you know, tucks it up and picks up about 4 yards on the play.
Trips to the right, including the running back, and now it's going to be Pierce. They fake the handoff to Pierce in motion, and across the 50-yard line is Masker on the keeper, and he's going to gain more than enough for the first down, another gain of 5, and the Stars will move the chains as they're in Indian territory again.
Yeah, and then, you know, Harrison Pierce going in motion this time, and this time he stuck that ball right in his belly, and as he pulled it out of Harrison's stomach, Harrison got hit by one of the defensive ends for Ogallala, and John picks up the first down by going straight ahead on that.
So they'll wind the clock with 6:13 to go here. Clock's not moving, but it's supposed to be. Masker's going to drop back to pass. Pressure coming. Throws it. Has a man open. It's off the hands of Harrison Pierce and incomplete. And pressure coming on the backside by Austin Clow. And Masker wasn't able to quite step up. He had to roll to his left. He's left-handed, so that's okay. But he wasn't able to just set his feet and just being rushed enough that's an incompletion instead of a touchdown.
Yep, and he had Harrison Pierce going on a route across the middle there. But, you know, Masker did a great job, you know, rolling out to this left side and, you know, finding Harrison going back over towards the right side. And just like you said, he's pressured just enough to, you know, get it out there. But just a little bit out of reach of Harrison Pierce.
So Holtmeyer right now is taking the shotgun snap here. We got 4 guys to the right, and now Howe's going to roll that way as well. And rolling to his right is going to be Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is just going off center, a student body left, and is only going to gain about 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, and like you said, Randy, you had Nathan Howe going in motion to the right side. You had Holtmeyer in the quarterback position that time. And he took the ball, took it, and like you said, it was kind of a student body right. He picks up about 2 yards on the play on that one. But I'm trying to find John Metzger over there, just see if they're trying to work on him or if they're just trying to get Brady's a little bit of snaps.
I have the feeling that they are working on Metzger. I can't see him on that far side. But that means that he's not in the front row just watching. So I think they're working on him. I'm not sure what happened. He did get hit after he threw the football. And now Howe's going to go in motion again. Same formation this time to the left. Holtmeyer's going to take the snap, roll this way. He'll step up. He's going to throw, and he's hit as he throws it. Throws a deep ball. It's going to be tipped and then intercepted by Zink. Zink at the one. Will take it down that right sideline. Has it at the 20, the 25, and there's a flag down, another flag down, as he's tackled at about the 33-yard line. A very deep pass,
yep.
And if you're going to have an interception, well, take it all the way back to the goal line on third and long. So that's a turnover. We'll see what the flag is here. But that's not one of those turnovers that's really going to hurt you, especially if this is a block in the back or something. And that's exactly what it is. Yep. So that's going to pin them not quite half the distance to the goal, but that's going to put them inside the 20-yard line. That's not a bad punt.
Yep. And it's one of those that, like you said, Randy, you know, he threw a good deep pass on that. It went off the one defender and then right into the other defender's hands and stuff.
Good coverage there.
Yep.
Bob had a chance at it, and he's got a good set of hands.
Yeah.
And had to be able to come down with that ball. Grant's lined up for an extra point right now.
You bet. And like you said, you know, it's third and long, and that's one of those things that you try it. If it is completed, great. If not, you know, they got the interception, yeah, but it's going to be about the 20-yard line, I think, that they're lining up at right now.
Yeah, so they are working on Metzger on that far side. I can't really tell what they're working on. Try to give them a little bit better look here. Hoppins is under center, first and 10 from right at the 20-yard line, just short of it. And in motion is going to be Raffaele. They'll draw a little counter here with Cleveland. Cleveland trying to get off tackle, and there's a meeting of a lot of folks at about the 24-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 4 yards here for Brody Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, just one of those. He's lined up real, you know, tight to the quarterback, and they give a quick handoff to him at the fullback position, and he tries to pick up, you know, exactly what he can. Dennis Cabanning's on that right side, and you know, Arredondo's on there, and you know, all those guys kind of stacked it up there in the middle, and he ends up picking up about 4 yards on the play, though.
So it's going to be now second and about six. Hoppins under center, only one back in the backfield behind him, and that's going to be Cleveland in the fullback position. Raffaele's going to come in motion. They fake the handoff to him, and they give it off to the fullback coming right through the middle, and maybe a gain of one there for Cleveland, and not much else happening. Looking over there at John Metzger, Metzger looks like, if I got the numbers right, it looks like Masker's kind of dripping that left shoulder a little bit, so it looks like maybe he's a little sore. Well, this injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And hopefully Metzger can come back into this game. Stars lead it now 13-0 inside of 4 minutes to go here in the third. Quick pass out to the left side to Raffaele. Raffaele trying to get the edge. And there's a flag down. And about every time you see a flag near where the football is at, it's been a face mask penalty. Raffaele is out of bounds, has enough for the first down. We'll see what the flag is. I don't think he had a lead blocker out there, so it can't be a hold. This has got to be on Kearney Catholic.
Face mask.
And it's a face mask. And I think if you get anywhere near that face mask, I think if you're a foot in front of it with your hand, you're getting called for it. And then both sides are.
Yep, yep.
You know, so it isn't. That's not the point of my comment. They're being very, very careful with that. That's going to be a gain of about seven there for Raffaele.
Like you said, Randy, I think that's probably about the fourth or fifth time that's been called or more, yeah, and stuff. Yeah, forward pass on that one, yep. You know, pitching, you know, basically throwing it out here, getting him in space, trying to see what he can do. And that's one of the things that Coach Calling and those guys mentioned is they got to get, you know, they got some athletes. If you can get them into space, they can make some people miss sometimes.
So 13-0, Kearney Catholic, first down here for Ogallala on their own 40-yard line. And again, they're kind of running that bunch formation. There's three guys to the left, one back behind Hoppins, who is under center. Raffaele, that's Zink, rather, coming in motion. And they're going to hand it off to Cleveland. Cleveland almost lost the ball, and he has a couple of stiff arms, three stiff arms, breaks some tackles, and he's going to gain more than enough for the first down, and they're going to throw a late flag for pushing him out of bounds, it would appear.
Yep, I think you're right, Randy.
You get to push a guy out of bounds.
Yep.
If they're calling that for a late hit, that does not make sense to me because I can't imagine a kid is able to stop pushing while he's pushing.
Yeah. But I think that's what they're going to call here, Randy.
Well, I didn't see exactly where they marked the ball. They're going to say that's a gain of about 13, yep. And that's going to be, it's going to be roughing a big, strong kid because you push him out of bounds.
So, and, he did a great job. He stiff-armed the first guy going to the left side there, Randy, and did a really good job. Did Cleveland getting out the outside there. And, I don't know who it was, but anyway, they called it for, roughing or, pushing the guy a little bit too hard out of bounds.
Well, they hadn't blown their whistle yet when it happened. At least it didn't sound that way to me.
Yeah.
And if you're not quick enough to blow the whistle, you're not quick enough to think a kid's going to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
When he's in the process of pushing a guy out of bounds. In any event, it'll be first and 10 from about the 35-yard line. And they're going to run that jet sweep over here to Raffaele. Raffaele with a face mask, with a stiff arm right on the face mask, no call. And it's going to be brought down to about the 20-yard line. Nice run there. Gain of about 14. And we've talked about how sensitive they've been at the face mask.
Yep.
Well, that stiff arm was right on a Carney Catholic face mask and no call.
Yep. As he came up here. And went out to the outside on this right side here, Randy. It was Tyler Messlett came in there to make the tackle. And like you said, they had that. He put his hand right there and stiff-armed him right to the ground on there by his face mask.
Well, ball is about the 21-yard line. And, again, I wouldn't necessarily think that that is the call, but they've been calling it all night is my point.
Yep.
So third and 9, first and 10 from about the 21-yard line. The Indians are moving it here. Zink in motion to the left side. They're going to pitch it out to Raffaele. Raffaele cuts back to the inside, finds a little seam, bounces out to the outside. Holtmeyer hanging on for dear life. He pushes him inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal here for the Indians, who have a lot of offensive swagger at the moment.
Yeah, they do. And a lot of it have been some tosses. They ran Cleveland up the middle a few times, Randy. Now they're doing a little bit of toss pitches. And that time it was a toss pitch to the left side. And, Kearney Catholic did a good job of coming up, but he ducked right up underneath there and ends up picking up, 12, 14
about
yards.
About 13 yards. Yeah, Raffaele doing a nice job of finding those cutback lanes, which really weren't there earlier in the game. So it's going to be first and goal from about, we'll call it the 9-yard line. Under center is going to be Hoppins. Hoppins with 2:40 to go here. Stars lead it 13-0 in the third quarter. Hand off right up the middle. Not much room to run there at all. Off tackle for Raffaele. The lead block there by big, strong Brody Cleveland. And they actually will lose about a half yard.
Yep. That time, he tried to follow Cleveland right up the middle on that one, but there's a couple of guys, right in the middle on that. Nick Brungart, Dennis Cabanting, and then I think Nathan Howe came blitzing from his middle linebacker position.
So 13-0, 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. Clock is moving. This, aside from the last drive of the first half, this is the best drive that the Indians, in fact, about the only drive besides that other one, the Indians have put together all night. They only trail it by a couple of scores. They'll put a man in motion. That's Raffaele. They're going to hand it off to him on the jet sweep. He'll try to cut back to the inside. Now he's trying to get the angle. Has it, and has a touchdown. Juke one guy to make him slow down a little bit and was able to cut it back to the inside. Takes it in for the touchdown, and it's now 13-6 with a minute 48 to go in the third quarter.
Yep, and a nice job because they faked that handoff to Cleveland, up the middle, Randy, and we had the Kearney Catholic had a few guys that kind of converged on him, and then Raffaele came out to the outside there, Randy, and like you said, he made a nice juke move to get the guy. The guy's just got a little off balance, and then he got on into the end zone on the outside.
Kobe Hinton tried to add the extra point here. The holder is Colby Rizak. And with a minute 48 to go, high snap. The kick is up. It is high, and it is good. Very important extra point here. It's now 13-7. Ogallala within 6 and within 7 have taken the lead. Their touchdown makes it 13-7. Minute 48 to go in the third. Kearney Catholic get their hands on the ball. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ogallala, without a doubt, puts together their best drive of the night, their first touchdown, and we've got a six-point ball game with a minute 48 to go here in the third, and the momentum right now is wearing a black hat.
Yeah, it is, Randy, and like you said, you know, they started out, they got the interception, and, you know, they had to start at the 20, but they marched it right down the field, and, you know, inside, outside, little dump passes and those types of things, and marched right down the field and put it in the end zone.
James and Bach are back deep. A high kick here for Beckius. Beckius will get it down to about the five-yard line. It's going to be James on that right side. Has it down the sideline now. Has an angle. Only one man left. Cuts back to the inside. Makes one man miss. Cuts back again. Breaks another tackle. Now a couple of guys have an angle, and he's going to be tripped up at a 30-yard line. A 65-yard kickoff return for Bryce James puts Kearney Catholic in great field position at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and, you know, took the ball, you know, basically about the 5-yard line, wasn't it?
Yeah, right at the 5.
And took it up the right sideline and then cut it back across the field here. He got some good blocks up front, but, you know, Bryce James did a lot of good things out there, you know, making people miss. But the guys up front did a good job of, you know, getting and springing him. And then he got, you know, down all the way down here to the 30-yard line. The special teams tonight have really played an important role for Kearney Catholic tonight.
Well, they're going to call a they did not break the huddle. He went back to the sideline, and then they broke the huddle. In any event, they're going to call an illegal substitution on Kearney Catholic. They had 12 in the huddle. John Bach went all the way to the sideline. As he was crossing the sideline, Kearney Catholic broke the huddle at that point, and he threw the flag.
Okay. So we got, you know.
If that might be the letter of the law. That sure as heck is not the intent.
Yeah. So, but we first and 15 right
now. So it'll
be
first and 15 from the 35-yard line. Masker is back in at quarterback. And he is under center. Only back in the backfield is going to be Howe. Masker directing traffic here a little bit. Still has plenty of time to make some adjustments at the line. Quick pass to the left side, and he throws it low. And I think, are they going to call that a lateral? If it's a lateral, it's a loss of 3.
Yep,
they're going to call it a pass, and it is incomplete.
And it's one of those that they, you know, they ran that a couple times to Bryce James out there, where they split two guys out to the outside, but they kind of cover it with one guy, and then they got a safety man that's, you know, about 15 yards off the ball, and they want their outside linebacker to get over there to kind of make that play.
Got a couple of wide receivers to the left. Hand off to Howe right up the middle. Has enough for the first down. Bowls forward to about the 15-yard line. And I misspoke. I forgot about the 5-yard penalty. Had a nice gain of about 10. Then ends up being a gain of about 12 here. We're going to be short of a first down. But a nice drive right up the middle for Nathan Howe. And they're going to spot it at about the 23. So it's going to be 3rd and 3 after a gain of 12.
Yeah, and like you said, nice run, you know, just right up the middle. The guys up front did a really good job of opening the hole there, Randy.
And they stopped the clock here. I think we got another one of those timing issues. Or is there a official's timeout here?
I'm not for sure, Randy.
Right. There's 59 seconds on the clock here. Not sure what that stoppage was all about, but now they wind the clock. Tight end on the right side here for Kearney Catholic. Two wideouts to the right as well. Hand off to Howe up the middle. Scoots through, has enough for the first down. Douncing around, has it about the 15. Slips back in inside the 10. Just following his blockers and just kind of like a cup of water rolling over the rocks. Just trying to find the path of least resistance. And he gets it inside the 8-yard line. Gain of 14. First and goal for the Stars.
And it's one of those, Randy, you know, Nathan does a really good job of this. He just follows those blockers and just, you know, then he'll make a move to the right and then he'll cut back and then he'll pick up another blocker. And so he does a great job of following those blockers up front.
So the Stars are able to negate that 5-yard illegal substitution penalty. Two wideouts to the left, Arredondo and Mestel. Looking to hand it off to Howe right up the middle. Howe puts his head down. Howe has stood up at about the three-yard line. Will fall down about there. He was stood about the five, actually, and then turned around and falls down to the three. So that'll be a gain of about five. Actually, we'll call it six from where they had the ball spotted earlier.
Yeah, and just a nice hard run by Nathan Howe going right up the middle on that one too, Randy. And the guys up front, I can't say it enough, but the guys up front for Kearney Catholic have done a really good job.
So second and goal from about the three-yard line. Under center here is going to be Masker. Howell is the only back in the backfield. Tight end on the right side. Two slot backs to the right side. Pressure coming, but Howell slips through there. Puts his head down. The whole pile is moving into the end zone. There's about 10 guys with gold hats in the end zone, and one of them is Nathan Howell. Touchdown, Kearney Catholic.
Like you said, Randy, there's that line surge up front is just unbelievable on that drive right there, because those guys, like you said, there was quite a few guys in gold hats that were in the end zone, and Nathan Howell's just following the block.
And I think the Stars are going to go for two. Their lead before this was six because the difference was two field goals. Mm-hmm. Here they're going to go for two, I believe, so they can get that lead out to 14. So they are going to chase the point. By the way, that was the final play of the third quarter. So Stars going to go for two here. And in the shotgun is going to be Masker. And they got eight guys in the box, do the Indians. Now a man coming across in the formation, and the five-yard penalty here, I believe, going against Kearney Catholic as they throw the flag as he comes across. And we'll see whether or not that changes the thinking here for Kearney Catholic for going for two after the five-yard illegal procedure penalty. Now the ball will be spotted at the eight.
So, I think they're going to stay with it.
I think they're still going to go for two here. Back when we played high school football, we had a kicker that five-yard penalty meant they were out of range. Tim Rowland, I'm looking at you, buddy. I am looking at you. Shotgun formation here for Masker. The ball now going to be spotted at the eight for the two-point conversion attempt. They bring a man across. That's going to be Creighton Hammack. Masker throws it in the end zone. Going to be tipped and incomplete. Try for two is no good.
5 seconds.
But the Stars are able to get the touchdown on the final play of the third quarter, and they'll head to the fourth, leading it 19-7. Stars with a 12-point lead with a whole quarter to play. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Welcome back here to Ogallala as we'll start the fourth quarter here. They flip sides here in time for the kickoff. Kind of thought maybe they would kick there after the five-yard penalty, but when you throw on the ball, you're either going to be the front end of the end zone or the back end of the end zone. Really didn't change the play or what they ran at all.
Yep, you're right, Randy. And just a beautiful drive there for Kearney Catholic, and a lot of it done by the guys up front and Nathan Howell to, answer the call when it was 13-7, and you're going, okay, momentum's on Ogallala's side. Here came Kearney Catholic right down the field and marched it in for a touchdown.
So Bushcutter will tee it up here from the 40-yard line. And, again, a little bit of wind is in his face. And the nearest guy that's to the goal line is at the 20, now the 15. And we'll see what they decide to do here. They've done a little bit of everything on the kickoff. And this one is going to be right down the middle and picked up at about the 10-yard line. With it is Raffaele. Raffaele finds a little seam, has the sideline, and is going to be forced out of bounds there. Bushcutter finished it off after the tackle was started very nicely there by Braxton Bellamy. Bellamy is going to get probably all of that tackle. I don't think Grant got there in time to get a piece of it at all. Nice job there by Braxton Bellamy. But the ball is probably across the 40-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 here for Ogallala. And again, these last two teams, have moved the ball pretty effectively the last two drives.
Yes, they have. Both of them have, Randy, on their last couple of drives there. You know, Ogallala marching their last one down there that they had down there for a touchdown. So, and they did a lot of different things, you know, with the eye back and all that kind of stuff. So we'll
Hoppins is in the shotgun formation here. He's going to run to the short side of the field, running the option, and has nowhere to go at all. Howe made him cut back in. Howe didn't get part of the tackle. Tackle was actually led there by Dan Owen. And there will be a gain of maybe a half a yard, and that's going to be it.
Yeah, and Dan, you know, coming up from his, you know, outside linebacker, you know, blitzing up through there, you know, on that play there, Randy. But, the, you know, last series, you know, Hoppin did a lot of things, you know, with his eye backs and his fullbacks. We'll see what they come up here on second down.
So it's going to be second and about 9.5 here, early in the fourth quarter. 19-7, Stars have the lead. Eye formation. Rolling out is going to be Hoppins. Pressure coming on the backside. They get it into Cleveland in underneath. He has it at the 50, the 45, the 40. Down the sideline, makes a man miss. Puts a little stiff arm on. Is going to be tripped up at about the 10-yard line. Last man available to trip him up, and the job's done by Harrison Pierce. Otherwise, that's a touchdown, and it's going to be first and 10 from about the 14-yard line.
Yep, they just kind of snuck Cleveland out into the, you know, the flats area, sent a couple guys deep and got him underneath there, dumped it off to him. He did a great job after he caught it. You know, he stiff-armed a couple guys. He's just a big guy to bring down, Randy, and he had one blocker out there in front, but he did a really good job, you know, of picking up the yardage that he did there.
So 11 minutes to go here. Stars up by 12, and the ball is spotted at the 12-yard line. Zink in motion. They're going to pitch it off to the left side here. Raffaele cuts back in. Off tackle. Going to be pulled down at about the 5-yard line. That's a gain of 7. And it's going to set up now 2nd and 3.
Yep. And then Cleveland was one of them that was leading the block there, Randy. They just did a toss sweep to the left side. Cleveland did a really good job of, you know, kicking the outside linebacker out there that time. And then Raffaele just tucked it up underneath there and picked up about 8 yards on the play.
So it's going to be 2nd and about 2, 2.5. Shotgun formation. Well, more of a pistol, really, here for Hoppins, as the eye is just going to be off to his left. Takes the snap, hands it off to the fullback, and Cleveland's into the end zone for a touchdown.
And just, like you said, it was kind of a pistol formation. They were off to his left side, and he just kind of wrapped that ball around to Cleveland up the middle, and he took it right over the center at that, you know, and then a nice little run for him for about 5 yards for the touchdown.
So here early in the fourth quarter, after the Kearney Catholic score, Ogallala is able to answer right back, and it's a six-point ball game right now, and trying to add the extra point here is going to be Kobe Hinton. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is no good. Never got close to the bar. And that decision to go for two for Kearney Catholic kind of showing up here a little bit, because right now it's a six-point ball game, 19-13, with 10:03 to go. Stars still lead it by 6, but we've got 10 minutes to go. Ogallala will be kicking off. We come back right after this.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, last week about this time is, I think, the identical score for Ogallala, where they were down 19-13, and then they gave up a pick six, and it was 25-13 that they fell. But Kearney Catholic right now in a dogfight here in Ogallala. The Indians with the touchdown makes it a six-point ball game with a lot of action left. 10:03 to go here in the game. And again, kicking off is going to be Cole Beckius. Beckius will hit that one off the side of his foot. It's going to go out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic, after the illegal procedure, will get the ball at the 35.
Yep, it's one of those. Kearney Catholic had a lot of guys up, you know, just in case they were going to try to onside it at that point, Randy. And they had one guy deep, and Beckius, you know, tried to put his foot into it to kick it way down there, and, you know, kind of got off of the side of his foot and went out of bounds.
Good 9.5 minute long drive here for a touchdown or a field goal would be just what the doctor ordered here for Kearney Catholic. We've got 9:58 to go. Clock should not have run on that play. I'm just saying, because nobody touched the ball.
Touched it, yep.
But in any event, it is 19-13, inside at 10 minutes to go, and the ball will be spotted at the 35.
And, you know, last time Kearney Catholic answered right back, you know, when Ogallala, you know, went down and scored, and now we'll see what Kearney Catholic can do right here.
Kearney 41-14 over Lincoln Southwest. That game now late in the fourth quarter. Shotgun formation here, and Masker's going to keep it. Jumps over one of his lead blockers and is going to be down at about the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of five.
Yep, and just a nice run. You know, he faked that handoff going to the right side for Nathan Howe, and a lot of the Ogallala guys kind of bid on that. And then, John Master goes to the left side and hurdled one person and ends up picking up about 6 yards on the play.
Scotts Bluff right now leading over Hastings out in Scotts Bluff, 35-34 at halftime.
Oh,
yes. This is kind of a shootout, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Here it is, 19-13, Stars with a six-point lead and the football. A little counterplay here to Howe. Howe breaks a tackle, has it across midfield, has it across the 45, down to the 40-yard line. Great run of 20 yards, just right up the middle on a simple counterplay, and created just enough of a seam that Nathan Howe got in the secondary without really being touched. In fact, ran for about 21 yards.
Yeah, just a nice, you know, he took one jab step to his right side, Randy, came back to the left. John got him the ball, and I think he had a pulled guy. I think Nick Brungart did that, and he followed him kind of up that hole and picked up 21 yards on the play.
So it'll be first and 10 here from Kearney Catholic at about the 39. Masker not quite under center yet. Now he'll get there. He has two wide receivers to his left, fakes the handoff to Howe, throws it to that left side. It's going to go off the hands of John Bach and incomplete. And that's one where Bach just took his eyes off the football.
Yep.
He's going to catch that 99 times out of 100.
Yeah, definitely. And John Bach, you know, just slapped his helmet and stuff like, you know, gosh dang it, that was mine. And, you know, good play design out there because that play was open too.
And, again, we've seen his good hands on his punt returns, that's a main reason why Kearney Catholic got their first scores of the night. Here, a little counterplay again for Howe. Not as big of a hole, but he slips through it, and he gets into the secondary before he's going to be tripped up by Cleveland at about the 33-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about six, maybe six and a half.
Mm-hmm. And just like you said, you know, Nathan Howe just taking a jab step to his right, comes right back up the middle, Randy, and picks up about 6 yards on the play.
And Howe grabbed Cleveland grabbed his feet and was able to tackle him. He didn't get a whole lot of him, but he got the parts that you can't really move without your ankles.
Yep.
Howe is very, very deep as the only running back as Masker's under center. They hand it off to Howe. Howe up the middle, slips through, leans forward. Looks to me like he has enough. They're going to unstack it here at about the 26-yard line. And, yep, that's going to be a gain of more than enough for the first down. Stars move the chains.
Yeah, and like you said, Nathan's, you know, back there about 8-9 yards this time, Randy. And John runs back, hands it off, and then he just follows those lead blockers up front, those big boys up front, and picks up the first down.
And Howe is really moving quick when he gets that line. He is full speed when he gets to that point and just finds a little seam and has been able to kind of exploit it. 8:09 to go. Bad snap. Ball is on the ground. Ogallala is there. We'll see whether or not Kearney Catholic can grab it. Stars say they have it. Ogallala says they have it, and the official agrees with Kearney Catholic. Fortunately, the Stars' offensive line had enough line surge that they were able to kind of find a seam and come back up with the football. Yep. Stars actually lose about a half yard on the play.
I think it was Dennis Cabanning that ended up getting on the football there, Randy, but Number five for Will Parker was right there diving for that football, too, for Ogallala.
So Kearney Catholic dodges a bullet. They had one turnover, the deep pass that, you know, again, they scored on it. So it's a point. They got a point off of the turnover, but it didn't really feel like much of a turnover at the time. Now Masker under center, and just as they're snapping it, the flag is thrown. And is that delay? Because it did seem like it took them a fair amount of time to get going here. And it is going to be delay, and they missed it by about a half a second.
Mm-hmm. Just as he's getting ready to snap it, they blew the whistle, and the flag came out. So they'll be moved back 5 yards, so it'll be about second, about 16 here.
Yeah, snap and the whistle were pretty much simultaneous, and they blew the whistle, so they're going to call the foul, and that's the right thing to do there. So unfortunately, the bad snap or problem with the exchange in any event, and then the 5-yard penalty, the Stars now suddenly find themselves second and 16, back to the 33-yard line. They lead it here 19-13, 7:18 to go here, fourth quarter. Fake the handoff to Howe. Masker steps up, throws, has a man in the seam, caught. Touchdown, Bryce James. 33 yards, a perfect pass in stride over the defense, and what a throw by Masker, and a perfect route run by Bryce James.
Yep, you know, the defensive guy, Randy, kind of took a step up to kind of, you know, the safety, because he was back there, and he kind of just took, like, he was going to be able to tip that one, and it went right over his hands and hit Bryce James right in stride for the touchdown.
And now Kearney Catholic will kick the extra point. They tried for two earlier, and now they change their mind as Bushcutter's running off, is he? Yep, he's going to come off the field. And there's confusion on what they want to do here.
Yep.
They may end up having to call a timeout or take another 5-yard penalty.
And they're all kind of looking.
Yeah, everybody's looking around. I don't know if they know what they want to do here. 7:16 to go here after the 33-yard pitch and catch, and now they're making some more substitutions out there, but it is not a kicker that's running out there. It's some biddies.
Yeah.
They're putting a little speed out there. Noah Orodondo's coming out there. And how can there not be? This seems like, it's been taken forever. So that's going to back them up 5 yards, just like they did on their previous two-point conversion attempt.
Yep.
And again, if you're planning on throwing it, it doesn't matter. But the problem is, now they know you're going to throw it.
Yeah.
At least they're going to assume that. So Orodondo split out wide to the right. In the slot on the right side is going to be John Bach. Shotgun formation for Masker. And they fake the handoff to Howe. Masker steps up, has plenty of time to throw. Now a little ball fake. Now he throws in the end zone into the corner, and it is incomplete. So twice Kearney Catholic has gone for two. Twice they have failed after twice having a 5-yard illegal procedure or delay game penalty. So the Stars right now lead it by a dozen, 25-13, with 7:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Ogallala's been moving the ball. They're going to get their hands on it when we come back right after this.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payments, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Well, a couple of two-point conversions here for Kearney Catholic, not completed. So their last two scores, they had to settle for the 6 instead of the 7 or 8. They're actually going for the 8. In any event, now they lead it by a dozen with 7:16 to go here, fourth quarter. Now the defense needs to find a way to stiffen up here. as it's actually going to be Chase Murphy who kicks it, and he kicks it very high, relatively short, at about the 20-yard line. And on the run here with the football is going to be Avery Ewan, I believe it is, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 36, 37-yard line. So we've done a little bit of everything with about every kicker.
Yeah. Yep, this time they brought Chase Murphy in. Like you said, a pretty high kick. You know, fields it about the 20-yard line there. You know, guys just going right up the middle, you know, picking up what they can. Gets it up to about the 35-yard line. Decent field position for Ogallala. And the last two times, they've moved the football, Randy, on Kearney Catholic.
And Murphy will stay in there and play middle linebacker. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. Will be first and 10 here for Ogallala. And the Stars need to come up with a defensive stop. I formation as Hoppins is under center. And they'll break that eye, and out in motion to the left is going to be Raffaele. They drop back to throw, rolling to his right, looking is going to be Hoppins. He throws it in short, and there's nobody out there. And it did go past the line of scrimmage, but how is that?
Yeah.
The rule's a little, isn't quite the NFL rule. And they're having a discussion now. That's what they're discussing. Was it close enough to Zink? Zink was about 10 yards away.
And I think that's what they're going to say, Randy, that he was close enough.
Well, it's going to be an incomplete pass, and that's all it is. Part of me thinks that rule should be written in such a way to protect the high school kids like it is for the guys that play on Sunday.
Yep, definitely.
You know.
Yep.
You want to get rid of it, get rid of it. Shotgun formation this time for Britton Hoppins. Long count here. Hoppins will take the snap. Cleveland stays as his personal protector. He's got some time to throw. Now he'll scramble a little bit. Chase Murphy will wrap him up just as he gets to the line of scrimmage, maybe about a yard across it, and he's short of the 40-yard line. That's going to end up being a nice gain of about four on the play, and it's going to set up now third and six.
And really good coverage for Kearney Catholic as they had four wideouts that time, Randy, going down the field, and a couple of them running some hook routes and a couple of them running deep, and they recovered. And Hoppin just basically goes, hey, I got to pick up what I can on this.
And I think we got a timeout here for Ogallala. Yep, timeout for the Indians. By the way, Murphy on that play doing a little double duty, staying in his zone, you know, for those passes, those underneath routes, and then coming up and making a nice tackle as he got a little bit short of the 40-yard line. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 35-13.
25.
12-point lead here for the Kearney Catholic Stars with 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. I need to get my mind right, so we'll take a quick timeout. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, it's a final over in UNK, and I think Kearney scored 41 straight points against Lincoln Southwest until Southwest scored a late touchdown. Your final, Bearcats 41, Lincoln Southwest 20. That's a nice win tonight for the Bearcats. Here, third and a long five with 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter for Ogallala. They're down by a dozen. Shotgun formation for number 12, Britton Hoppins. Hoppins rolling to his right, throws it in underneath, and it is incomplete. Was tipped by Creighton Hammack. Zink had a shot at it, but being altered by Hammack made that a little bit tougher of a catch, and it falls incomplete. Would have been close to a first down because Harrison Pierce was there, and he may or may not got enough for the first down. In any event, it is incomplete.
Yep, and, you know, just rolling out to his right, he had a couple of guys out there. And Kearney Catholic had, you know, pretty good, you know, coverage out there, too, because they had a guy over the top, they had a guy underneath, and he had to try to get it up and over that. And, you know, like you said, Creighton Hammack did a good job of getting his hand on that.
They're going to go for it here on their own 40-yard line. They need a good five, maybe five and a half. Under center is Hoppins on fourth down. Hoppins rolling out, hands it to Cleveland. Cleveland comes up the middle and is going to be tripped up by Bushcutter near the midfield stripe, and he brings it across the 50-yard line to the 49. That is more than enough for the first down A gain of 11 on the play. Give it to the guy that some people think is going to get a D1 scholarship.
Yep, and then, you know, he runs extremely hard, and he runs downhill, Randy, and is one of those who Kearney Catholic was dropping back because they thought they were going to pass, and they gave it to Cleveland right up the middle, and, you know, Grant did a good job of coming up and making the tackle.
Clock should be moving. It's not. 6:15 to go. Shotgun formation. Throw on that right side. Zink. It's incomplete. Hammock on the coverage. That was a small window to throw it in.
Yeah, because Hammock was right there, and he had to get that ball just up and over, you know, Creighton. Creighton was right in the right position, and Hoppen did a good job of just throwing it out there to where Hammock wasn't going to get it, but his receiver might not get it, or probably wasn't going to get it either. So it was one of those situations that he tried to squeeze it over the top of Hammock.
So second and 10, ball just across midfield. Shotgun formation here for Hoppins. Two wideouts to the right, two to the left. Quick throw to that right side to Zink. Zink out there in space, makes one man miss, gets some help from the backside, will gain about 3 on the play. And they keep moving forward. He was short of the 45-yard line, and we'll see where they spot it. And they gave him a kind spot, but not as bad as it originally looked like they were going to do.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that they, you know, Coach Calling and Brungart and them were talking about on the way down was, you know, getting, if they get Zink out in the open, it's kind of like getting Bryce James out in the open. He can make some people miss.
So it's going to be 3rd and 5 here. Shotgun formation again for Hoppins. A little bit of pressure coming. Throws it in underneath. It is tipped. It's a tip drill, and nobody can come up with it. Diving attempt over there by Harrison Pierce. I'm not sure who got a hand on it. I think it might have been Bushcutter who broke up the pass.
Yeah, I think it was, Randy. You know, so, you know, and he's trying to, you know, Hoppin's trying to squeeze those passes in because they, you know, Kearney Catholic's got some pretty good coverages right there. They're doing a good job of dropping into their areas, and he's trying to squeeze that ball in there. And like you said, it got tipped, and then Harrison Pierce made a diving effort for it, but it was up in the air for it.
Timeout here for Ogallala. They want to talk about it. Last time they were in this situation on 4th and 5, they handed it off to their fullback on a draw, and he got more than enough for the first down. They want to talk about what they want to do here. 5:29 to go, 4th quarter, 4th and 5 from the 45. Kearney Catholic leads it 25-13. Ogallala calls the timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Timeout for the Indians. We'll be back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, big play here for both of these two teams from near midfield. Ogallala is going to go for it. They have converted twice on 4th down in this game. Once on this drive, shotgun formation for Hoppins. He'll put a man in motion. That's Raffaele across the formation. He's looking out to the left side where that motion carried him. Throws it, and it's going to be tipped and into the hands of Raffaele. And it's going to be caught and have enough for the first down. It was tipped at the 35, and they'll get down to about the 30-yard line. That'll be a gain of 15. They were trying to connect with Will Parker. Yep. It was tipped, and Raffaele ends up making not exactly a circus catch, but looky what I got.
Yep, exactly. You know, like you said, it was intended to Will Parker and went off the hands there and then right up in the air and then right over to Raffaele, which, you know, gets it, and now he's at first down.
So twice they've committed on 4th down on this drive. They have it now 1st and 10 from about the 31. Hoppins throws to his right. Going to be caught on that far side, and then falling down after making the catch is going to be Jesse Orr. Mm-hmm. Nice gain of about 7 there.
Yep, just a quick out on the outside on the right side, and Hoppin just, you know, looked that way all the way and ends up picking up about 6 yards on the pitch and catch here, Randy.
So Orr's first catch of the season, and it's going to be a gain of, let's call it 6. I originally put it down to 7, but let's make that a gain of 6 on the play. And it's going to be now 2nd and about 4.5. Rolling out is Hoppins. facing a little bit of pressure now underneath. We'll shovel it up ahead, and it's going to be caught by Cleveland, and Cleveland's going to have it on basically a forward pitch, which is a legal pass, yeah. And a little unconventional there for the junior, and it's going to be enough for a first down.
Yep, and you know, I think he was looking for zinc out there, Randy, but nothing there, and then Cleveland just kind of sat down in that little area there right up behind the linebackers because Hoppin was scrambling, so some of the linebackers came up like they do, and then he just kind of shoveled it forward to Cleveland for the first down.
He was close to the line of scrimmage. I think he was okay, but he was getting close. Shotgun formation here for the inventive Hoppins. Hoppins has some time to throw right now, throws it in underneath, and boy, that was tight coverage there. And a catch at about the 9-yard line. As that Will time, Parker. It was into the hands of Will Parker, and it stayed in the hands of Will Parker.
Yep, and I think it was John Bach had a good beat on that one, Randy, and it was just about one of those that he just about got his hands there. And a nice snag by Will Parker, though.
Gain of 5 will now make it 2nd and 5. Ball at about the 9-yard line. Shotgun for Hoppins. 12-point lead for Kearney Catholic. They're going to hand it off to Cleveland, and Cleveland gets to the 10-yard line. He actually will lose about 1 yard on the play. Kearney Catholic was ready for that, and leading the barrage defensively was Nick Dowling.
Yep, and then, you know, staying at home, you know, Nick Dowling and Nick Brungart was right there too, Randy. They all kind of stayed at home. Dennis Cabanning came firing in there, and they gave that handoff, you know, a little like a draw play to Cleveland, and then good job by the up front guys for staying in their areas.
3rd and 6 from about the 10-yard line. Quick pass to the right side, and Zink had it, dropped it. And what are they saying here, a catch or not? It doesn't really matter. He didn't gain a whole lot. They're going to say it was a catch. And so that clock is good. Why is the clock not moving? They called it a catch. They're asking to run the clock. Run the clock.
Yeah, it should be, Randy, because they called it a catch.
They're spotting the ball. And so a little bit of free time here for Ogallala. And now I think they're going to talk to the – and again, they're going to have the opportunity to have basically a free timeout. So it's going to be 4th and about 6.5 here. They call it a catch. And, you know, the officials did not emphatically mark anything.
Mark it down, because they were kind of looking around, too, themselves. So –
So they're having a discussion. I think it's actually a loss on the play of about 1. And if the clock hadn't stopped, because the officials, I don't know if they told them to stop it or not. In any event, loss of about 1 on the play. And we're still not playing football. It's going to be 4th and about 6.5 here. And the officials are going to come over and talk to the Ogallala coaching staff, and the Ogallala coaching staff will convey the message over to the clock here to see what they're going to do.
Yep, and I think he's telling them, you know, hey, you know, we need to, because he called it a complete pass, so they're.
But again, they were not very emphatic with how they were signaling things.
No.
The official on the near side made the call, but they didn't really do anything about it. And because we stopped it to talk about the fact we stopped the clock, Ogallala's getting more time. They've been able to kind of huddle up, come up with a 4th down play without having to use the last timeout.
Yeah. And now I don't think they're going to take anything or anything. I think they're just going to start it right here.
The white hat is staring at a clock that's not moving with 3:17 to go. Very, very odd. At the end of the first half, we ran into some clock issues as well, where Ogallala got a little extra time. They're getting some extra time here, where they've been able to get to the line, have a play all set up, and they're going to make them come off the line. So they're going to make them come off the line, and then they're going to wind the clock here on their whistle. So they're going to work a little time off. Don't know exactly how they're going to make this work. Maybe they're not, because now they're breaking the huddle. What was the purpose of having them go huddle if you're not going to run the clock? I do not understand. And now the officials have a timeout. Now, what was?
No.
And they did run off 10 seconds. Now they wind it. So now the clock is moving. 4th down. Hoppins throws. Lob pass. Pressure. Pass is intercepted by Kearney Catholic in the end zone. John Bach is able to win the jump ball.
Yep, just an out route over here. They had one guy, number 10,
Jordan Cogdale.
Cogdale is out there. He's about 6'1", receiver, Randy, and they just kind of threw it up there. John Bach did a great job of getting himself in between that and the receiver and goes up there and makes the interception.
Final play of the first half. Kearney Catholic was able to stop them at the goal line here inside of 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic comes up with the interception in the end zone. John Bach has had a huge game.
Yes.
A couple of great punt returns. They got Kearney Catholic great field position early in the game. Now late in the game, he comes up with the interception in the end zone. 3 minutes to go here. Kearney Catholic will try to work the clock. Ogallala, I believe, has one timeout left. And now we have, what else? A penalty on Kearney Catholic. For what, I do not know. They're counting noses, and I think they're coming up with 12 of them out there for Kearney Catholic. Since they threw the flag, nobody's left.
Uh-uh. So they're trying to iron it out.
I do not know what this could possibly be about. They threw the flag. They're talking to Kearney Catholic, I think. And then they counted Kearney Catholic players. I think they're going to wave this one off. Yeah, they're going to wave it off. This has been a very strange game in terms of the clock and some other officiating things. It's been, you know what? I can't say it was a poorly officiated game.
Uh-uh.
There's just been some weird things.
Yep.
Inside of 3 minutes, Kearney Catholic will hand the ball to Howe. Howe will get to the line of scrimmage, bouncing out to the outside, takes it off to the left, is going to gain about five, maybe six, as he's thrown forward. And so he'll stay in bounds on that left side. That one looked like nothing was going to happen,
yep.
And then bounced it out to the outside for a nice six-yard gain.
It's one of those, that, you know, up front that was kind of a stalemate, and he kind of bounced into that stalemate, and then he just took it off to the left side. And he ends up picking up about 6 yards on the play, Randy.
His 20th carry of the night. Gains six, and it's going to be second and four from about the 26-yard line. They've got to get the nose of the football on the 30-yard line to keep that clock moving. It is 2:14 to go here. They're counting down the final few seconds. They'll hand it off to Howe. Howe off tackle. It's hit in the backfield, and that time he didn't have anywhere to bounce to.
Nope.
He might actually have lost about a half yard on the play.
Yeah, that time up front, you know, there's a couple big boys that came flying through there, and the middle linebacker shot through there too, Randy, and Nathan Howe, once he got right to the line of scrimmage, was hit by Ogallala.
Inside of 2 minutes to go in the football game, it is 25-13. Stars lead it by a dozen. They have possession of it as the clock is still moving here with a minute 44 to go. They need to get about five more yards here. If they get it, they pretty much would be able to break out the victory formation. Not quite, because Ogallala has one timeout left. But a first down would be ginormous. Howe, very deep. They pitch it out to him. He tries to get the outside, cuts back to the inside, has it across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. A little fist pump out there for Braxton Bellamy. You had one of those seal blocks out there going, yeah, baby, move that clock.
Yep.
The clock will stop here to move the chains after a gain of about eight for Nathan Howe. And then Kearney Catholic can start. Well, one more first down would definitely do it. If it wasn't for that timeout that Ogallala still has in the bank, Kearney Catholic would be able to kneel on it.
Yeah, you're right, Randy. They picked up the first down on that situation right there. Nice run by Nathan Howe. And like you said, Braxton Bellamy out here made a nice block.
Well, it's all about ball security now because, honestly, I'm not so sure Ogallala will even use that timeout being down by two scores. Little count here. Howe almost lost it. Is going to be stood up. And actually, they hand the ball. My apologies. I thought it was Howe that was deep in the eye. It actually was Bryce James who was deep in the eye, and he ended up being short of getting to the first down marker. That's a loss of three.
Yep, and you know, got about 45 seconds here, Randy, and they're just kind of looking over to see, you know, when they want to snap it here because, like you said, I don't think Ogallala is going to call the timeout.
Well, they'll have to snap it with about 17 seconds left on the clock, and Kearney Catholic is not even close to being ready to do that, as directing traffic is going to be Masker here. They still have about, they haven't started the 10-second countdown yet, so there we go. So they'll have to snap it at about 11 on the clock. Pitch out to James. James stays inbound, secures the football, is going to be knocked down at about the 33-yard line. So he'll get back those 3 yards he lost on the play before. And there's 4 seconds left, and Kearney Catholic is going to head out west and come away with a hard-fought win here. 25-13, a very bizarre game in a lot of ways. Kearney Catholic twice at five-yard penalties after touchdowns and then went for the two-point conversion anyway. Couple of field goal opportunities. Grant was able to capitalize on one of those, and it's a strange kind of game. Special teams, though, for the most part, came up big for Kearney Catholic. 65-yard kickoff return for Bryce James to set up a crucial touchdown. And early on in the game, John Box, 2 punt returns, but Kearney Catholic in great position to have that lead early on, and then the late interception by Bach really didn't officially seal it because they needed to get a first down, but it went a long way to winning this football game.
Yeah, it did. You know, and like you said, you know, right after John Bach made that interception, he had a heck of a football game tonight with his coverage in the defense, his secretary there also, and his punt returns, Randy. Those punt returns were crucial in that first half because they set up a lot of things, a lot of opportunities. Kearney Catholic didn't capitalize on every single one of those, but it kept Ogallala, you know, in their field position. You know, battle was definitely won by Kearney Catholic here tonight. And, John Bach played a big, big, big role on that with those punt returns to start the first and second quarter there. And, the defensive aspects of things, at times, both sides really stood up for the challenge and, did a really good job on the defensive aspects of things. And then all of a sudden, each team would just move the football at will. And, both sides were it was nice to see Kearney Catholic win. Ogallala would come down and basically score. Kearney Catholic would answer something with another score of their own. And, Kearney Catholic played a really good football game tonight. I'm sure they're going to go through there and look at some film and pick out some things that they can really, really improve on. But I think they took, some steps in the right direction again tonight, Randy, from last week to this week with coming up here to Ogallala. Ogallala being a very, very good opponent. Big up front, a good solid running back in Cleveland, a good quarterback in Hoppins, and a couple of different eye backs that they used, and then Hoppins started to do some things on it, scrambling around looking for people to throw the ball to, and then at times he did a really good job of completing some passes, but Kearney Catholic did great job. John Bach in that last defensive series for Kearney Catholic, coming up with a huge interception for them, and then they got the first down to be able to run out the clock. In Ogallala, I think this is the identical score last week, isn't it? 25-13.
25-13.
That they lost last week to Cozad. So two games that Ogallala is probably going to look back on and say, hey, we had some opportunities here and there. Last week and this week, nothing to hang their hats on, heads down, because they lost to Cozad and they lost to Kearney Catholic, two very, very good football teams.
And the Stars now will improve now to 2-0 on the season. Columbus Lakeview, a lot of people thought pretty highly of them until they lost last week. That one won't be an easy one either. Nope. Next week, as the Lakeview Vikings will come to town to take on the Stars, who are 2-0. So a nice win here for Kearney Catholic. John Masker, again, banged up a little bit, worried about that for a while, was able to come back and obviously finish out the game. And so it's nice to have him be able to be healthy enough to finish the game, because it was a tight game. It was a 6-point game when he went out, and eventually was able to come back, and the Stars win this one by a score of 25-13. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame report. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on now, Misco's. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season, Misco's. You'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Stars win it on the road here in Ogallala, 35-13. Let's go through the scoring summary. Began in the second quarter. Grant Bushcutter hit a 33-yard field goal with 10:23 to go in quarter number two. That made it 3-0. That was set up by a nice punt return by John Bach down to the 11-yard line. And then John Basker, late in the second quarter, 9-yard run on what looked like a broken play. He got in with 4:52 to go. That made it 10-0. Final play of the second quarter, a goal line stand for Kearney Catholic, as it was a 35-yard drive. Well, 64 and a half yard drive for Ogallala, but they come up a half yard short, and it was 10-0 at halftime. In the third quarter, Kearney Catholic, their first possession, a 38-yard field goal by Bushcutter. That made it 13-0. And then Ogallala's offense got on track. Brandon Raffaelli capitalized on the ensuing drive. That made it 13-7. And then Nathan Howe, a 3-yard run. That made it 19-7, set up by a 65-yard kickoff return by Bryce James. The Stars went for two at that point, did not get it. So they had a 19-7 lead at that point in the fourth quarter. Then Brody Cleveland on a 5-yard run, another nice drive by Ogallala. That cut the lead back down to six as the point after was no good. That made it now 19-13. And then Kearney Catholic got the last score of the game. John Masker connecting with Bryce James on a 33-yard touchdown pass. That made it 25-13. Stars again went for the two-point conversion, did not get it. And they go on to win this one by a final of 35-13. And again, some strange things in terms of miscommunication between the clock operators and the officials. Kind of gave a little bit of an opportunity for Ogallala late in the first half and then late in the second.
Yeah, it did. You know, and you know, you're they're coming over here, the officials are, to, you know, signal everything up. Well, then your coaches can get down here and they can get a play called and get something in there to run. But a huge defensive stand there, Randy, in the right at the halftime for Kearney Catholic, you know, holding them out from the 1-yard line on that very last play of the first half there. That comes back, and it's a very, very, very big play right there.
And the Stars were kind of owed that because of some of the weird things that happened with the timing. And then that the late interception by John Bach was absolutely huge because, again, you're up by 12 points, which is not a comfortable margin at all. Could give up a touchdown and then another touchdown can get you beat. And then John Bach comes up with a huge interception in the end zone.
Yep, and we mentioned that John Bach had a really good game tonight, you know, with his punt returns. And then defensively, you know, there's a couple other times. There's one other pass that they threw out here to this outside, and John had it read perfect. He came up there and just barely missed another interception on the sideline there. You know, John had a really good game, you know, offensively as the punt returner and defensively, you know, coming up with that big interception there at the end of the, you know, with about 3 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, and that interception not quite sealed the deal because Kearney Catholic needed to try to run out the final 3 minutes or so. They were able to do that with a couple of first downs on that ensuing drive, and they go on to win this one by a score of 25-13. Not an easy win at all. Dave Colling, kind enough to join us to talk about it a little bit. And this was just one of those games, Dave, that there was a lot of strange things out there, and you guys had to find a way to dig deep.
You know, like we told our kids, you know, you got to weather the storm. And
and you know, had some adversity and situations, and you know, our kids weathered the storm and did just enough to come away with the victory.
I got to talk a little bit about John Bach. Early in the game, some big, huge punt returns set you guys up with great field position. You were able to get some points off of that anyway. And then the interception in the final 3 minutes of the game, he answered the bell.
Yeah, he played a good game. You're right. I think we had field position pretty good in the first half. I needed to get a few more points on the board. So we need to shore up. Like I told the kids, you know, enjoy the win and all that stuff. But, you know, we got some things to shore up.
You know, look like out there, you know, some people got a little bit dinged up. You know, just talk to us a little bit about your depth.
Yeah, you know, at certain positions we have some depth, and at certain positions we're hurting if a couple guys go out. And it got us a couple times tonight. Just and the guys that came in, you know, did a great job. But we're a little slim at certain spots.
Yeah. It seemed like your two quarterbacks got banged up a little bit. John Masker earlier, and then Holtmeyer when he came in. He did not come back in after he got hit with that deep pass.
Yeah, I got to find out. I don't know what – I haven't talked to my trainer yet to see what's up with Brady, but no, I will do so shortly. But yeah, we had a couple guys, Colin Arredondo also, and so we'll see how those guys are here shortly.
Well, that's an indication. We talked about the size that Ogallala had. That's a little bit of an indication of how physical of a football team they are.
You know, it was a physical, you know, that 34, I tell you, he runs hard. he does. Great stiff arm. And kudos to them for they had a great game plan and really tested us. And like I said, I'm happy the way the boys responded. You know, at certain points, the interception was big at the end there. So I'm pleased with that. But at times we need to, like I said, we got to shore up some stuff.
I haven't gone through all the numbers yet, but Nathan Howe, I have him unofficially 22 carries for 151 yards. We're starting to kind of get used to saying that about him. Yeah, 141 last week, 151 this week.
Yeah, you know, when we couldn't, that's when we were talking about places that were slim, we couldn't get him a break sometimes because of a couple guys that were hurt. And so we're going to have to find some depth there a little bit here, hopefully this week.
One thing, you know, right before halftime, you know, you guys had a great defensive stance there. Just kind of walk us through that a little bit right there.
You know, that was huge because they diced us a couple times and got down to, I don't know, the 3-yard line, something like that. And the boys had a great stand there. And, you know, that's huge going into halftime with some momentum like that. The boys are jacked up. So that was huge for us.
If they punch that in the final play of the first half, it's a whole different deal.
Sure is. And like I said, it would have been, you know, a lot closer game than, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you're right. And that was a huge stand for us defensively, kind of rally the troops. You know, I told the guys, you know, at times, you know, defense, a lot of emotion. And, you know, times second half, I didn't see a lot of emotion. So, that's something we need to work on a little bit.
It is an emotional game, especially on that side of the football. And that was a huge stop there.
Yeah.
They had some success in the second half. They were able to put together a couple of pretty good drives against you. What do you kind of attribute that to? What are some of those things you want to work on before you face Lakeview next week?
You know, they did. And, you know, like I said, at times I thought we had guys to the point of attack, and I know they started hitting the edge on us a little bit. And then, you know, a couple of times our DN turned it in and our linebackers weren't there. They got sealed on a little crack that they did. But at times I thought we had guys there, and that kid just ran over us, you know, and we didn't bring our feet, and they had a great stiff arm and ran over us pretty much.
Yep. Well, you guys found a way to answer the bell. And it wasn't easy. I mean, it was an odd game because there was some weird things with the clock and some things like that.
I don't want to
paint you in a corner here. I don't want to get into that at all either. Talk a little bit about defensively what you guys are trying to do on that final drive. It became fairly obvious that they were going to start throwing the football a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, so we had worked on some coverages this week, a little bit different coverages and they on film went vertical a lot. And I thought in the first half I thought we got some heat on them first half. And so I don't know, they could go vertical or thought they couldn't go vertical. But second half we dinked in some different coverages a little bit, but for the most part, I thought we got some pretty good heat on him. But when we did get heat on him, the dude's slipper, you know, he got outside the pocket a couple times. I thought defensively second half, I thought we did an okay job, you know, containing him, you know.
Yeah. Talk a little bit just in general about this win. I mean, because you're going to have to win some games where some things go against you. It gets kind of ugly. And that was kind of what you faced tonight.
And like we told the guys, you know, we talked about weathering the storm and all that stuff. You know, sometimes a team, you know, learns a lot from games like this. And so I think we'll take a lot out of this. We'll go in and watch film at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and, you know, we got out of here with a win. And, you know, I think, you know, it kind of tested our team a little bit tonight as far as stepping up. And you know, I think we'll learn a lot from this, you know, down the road.
I think you learned that Nathan Howe's a pretty tough runner, too.
He's a very tough runner. Yes, he is.
Absolutely. Ed, best of luck to you next week, Dave. Appreciate
Thank
your time.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate
Good job,
it.
Rick.
Thanks.
Dave Colling, head football coach for the Kearney Catholic Stars, a final of 35-13. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll total up some numbers and we'll give you some finals. We'll do that as we continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Ogallala. The Stars with a 25-13 win over the Indians here. Let's give you some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Ogallala. In the air, throwing the football was Britton Hoppen. He was 11 of 21 for 125 yards. Leading receiver was Brandon Raffaele, who finished the game with 71 yards on five receptions. For the Indians, Hoppen carried the ball 10 times for 15 yards. Brandon Raffaele, 11 carries for 21 yards. Trenton Zink had 2 carries for 7 yards. Brody Cleveland, 12 carries for 52 yards. So all together here, 106 yards rushing for Ogallala and 125 yards in the air. So about 191 yards of total offense for the Indians. Most of those coming beginning with the final drive they had in the first half all the way into the second half. For Kearney Catholic, throwing the ball, John Masker, he was 4 of 11 for 65 yards. Bryce James, the recipient of 3 of those passes for 62 yards. Nathan Howe, the only other guy to catch a football tonight for Kearney Catholic, at least on the offensive side. John Bach had a huge interception on the defensive side. Rushing the football, Bryce James carried the ball 3 times for 4 yards. John Masker had 10 carries for 49 yards. Brady Holtmeyer, 1 carry for 2 yards. And Nathan Howe, another huge night for the senior. He finished with 22 carries for 151 yards and a touchdown, and really one of the major factors here in the game. So Kearney Catholic ran for about 208 yards and another 65 yards in the air. So, you know, almost 300 yards of total offense. Yep. It certainly would be that if you factored in a 65-yard punt return by Bryce James and set up a very important score in the second half, and also a couple of nice punt returns by John Bach that gave Kearney Catholic great field position the entire first half and led to some points, the first 3 points of the game.
Yep, and that's one of the things, you know, I was going to ask Coach Colling, and I forgot to, was about the special teams.
I left that one on the table, too.
I think we dominated the special teams aspects of things with our kickoffs, you know, keeping them off guards on that kickoff too, Randy, hitting the little pooch ones and then they're sliding up and then we hit them with some deep ones and stuff. I thought the special teams really did a real good job for Kearney Catholic tonight and set up a lot of things for Kearney Catholic tonight.
Yeah, that was a major factor in tonight's game. The Stars now 2-0 on the season. They'll be home next week to take on Columbus Lakeview. They'll be back at Miles Field and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN 1460. Ogallala, back-to-back weeks, losing to Cozad, the defending state champions. Kearney Catholic, rated number 3 in the state at the moment, by identical 25-13 scores, and both are games that really Ogallala feels they could have won. They had a better shot against Cozad than they had against Kearney Catholic because they had a chance for the tying score late in the game, and instead they gave up a pick 6. So they had a much better shot last week than they had this week. But again, a late interception spelled doom for Ogallala 2 weeks in a row, and they fall 13-25 here to Kearney Catholic. Next week, they'll travel to Holdridge. That won't be a whole lot easier. No. Holdridge is a top 10 team and has been a Class B contender for quite some time. So that will not be an easy task at all for Ogallala. They got a tough draw to start the season. Last thoughts.
You know, I think Kearney Catholic improved from last week to this week, Randy, and I think the special teams really improved from last week to this week also. And, you know, Kearney Catholic's one of those teams that, you know, like Coach Colling said, there's certain spots that can't, you know, get people injured. And, you know, hopefully the injury list isn't real big or anything tonight and stuff. And you know, I think Kearney Catholic's one of those teams. And I think Ogallala, if they can weather the storm of these first three games, you know, is going to be a very, very good football team.
And maybe they win the last six and they get in with a record of 6-3. And maybe they'll win next week against Holdridge. Who knows? But they're going to have some power points because they're playing pretty good football teams to get things started. And obviously we're concerned about the shoulder of Brady Holtmeyer. After he got hit throwing that deep ball, did not come back into the game. And so we do not know what that is. We do think there's something with the shoulder, but not sure what that is. So certainly hope the best for him. Well, Don, appreciate the time. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Don Lease joining us here from Ogallala. Once again, our final score, 35-13. The Stars now 2-0 on the season. They'll take on Columbus Lakeview next week, and we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushker for Don Lease. And for our engineer, Jeff Babel, back in the studio, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.